The Acts of the Apostles, then. Acts chapter 1. Dear Mr. Theophilus, in the first letter where I write to you, I will tell you about all of the things that Jesus me do, and where I teach from the time I start the work till the day he gone up to heaven. Before he gone up, he gave the man that I pick for be apostle then, the instructions where I get through the Holy Spirit. For 40 days after he suffered and dead, he appeared to his disciple then, lot of time, where really proof it true, said that he, Jesus, may raise up back from the dead. Then may see him with their own two eyes, and he talk with them about God's kingdom. And then, when Jesus may eat together with them around the table, he tell them, say,
"You know nothing left Jerusalem, but you must wait for the gift where the Father may promise you, where I may tell you about. John may baptize you with water, but in a few days' time, God will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
When the disciples may come together with Jesus, they ask and say,
"Lord, you are free for we people now, and so give back Israel their kingdom."
Jesus tell them, say,
"You don't know how to know that my Father set the time and the day and the year, because he ain't got the authority to do that. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you know, and get a lot of power. I want to go all about the place to tell people about me. You know, go into Jerusalem and the whole of Judea and Samaria and all over the world."
After Jesus done said that, God came up the heaven right front of their eye. Then one cloud covered up and they couldn't see him no more. They may still stand up there, they stare up in the sky. When sudden one, two men dressed up in a full white, stand upside and then say,
"Honor man from Galilee, that why don't they stand up there, they look up in the sky? This same Jesus, where God take up for amongst you now, and care up the heaven, well, he will come back the same way how no see and gone up."
Then the apostle then gone back to Jerusalem from the hill where near the Mount of Olives, where about half mile from Jerusalem. When they reach back, they gone upstairs to the room where they stay. They are all whom they did. Peter, John, James, Andrew, and Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, and James, whether me Alpheus' son. Then I got Simon, whether me one member of the Zealot party, and Judas, whether me James' son. Then does get together a lot of time for pray along with Mary, whether me Jesus' ma, the other lady there, and Jesus' brother there. One few days later, they may go a meeting with all of the believers there, about 120 of them in all. And Peter get up for talk. He say,
"My brothers and sisters, the scripture have a come true where the Holy Spirit may say long time through David about Judas. He said that him he will act as guide for them one where can arrest Jesus. He that may run away, where may share in at the work, what will he do for the Lord? This man Judas may buy a piece of land with the blood money where he get. Right there he drop and dead. And he body bust open and all his guts come out. Everybody that Jerusalem hear about it. So they call the piece of land Akeldama, where mean the feel of blood. In a finer language."
Peter go ahead and say,
"In the book of Psalms, David write about Judas say, make a house empty, no make nobody live in there. And then he say, make somebody else take a position. So we have to pick somebody to take Judas' place. It have to be a man where may they travel about with way when Jesus may there. It may have to deal with way for when John may baptize people till the day Jesus gone up to heaven. And he may have to see Jesus after he may raise up back from the dead so he could tell people about it."
So then suggest two men, Joseph, when he called Barsabbas, then the scholar Justus too, and Matthias. Then they pray say,
"Lord, you know everybody heart and willing thing. Show me which one and then you pick for be one apostle. And so take Judas' place in this work. Cause him don't go with him business for go."
Then they draw a lot. And from that, Matthias' name get picked out for join the other 11 apostles then. Acts chapter 2. When the day when name Pentecost may come, all of the people that were believing in Jesus made that together, that one place. Sudden one, the air was nice from the sky when my song like a hard breeze to blow. The song full up the whole house for part of me day. Then I see something when me look like fire, where divide up itself in a lot of leaf flame, and come down and settle upon each of them. All of them may get full up with the Holy Spirit, and they start talking in all kind of different tongues, that the Spirit may give them the word then for say. Some religious Jewish people from all over the world may live there at Jerusalem. When they hear the night, the whole crowd are then gather together. They may wonder where they go on, because they may hear the believer then they talk in each one in their own language. They couldn't believe what they may hear, so they ask,
all of them man enough from Galilee? So the how all of we could hear them, they talk in each of we language. You got people here from Albo. You got Parthians, Amites, and Elamites. Then people they are from Mesopotamia, and Judea, from Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. Then you got people from Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt. And from some part of Libya, where they're close to Cyrene. You got some visitors from Rome where the Jew and other people where may join the Jewish religion, along with people from Crete and Arabia. We hear them talk in all of our own language about the great thing they where God do.
They couldn't believe what may happen, but same time they may confuse. They ask one another,
the way this mean now?
But you may got some other people where may take the whole thing make joke, then say,
the people are must see me they drink too much wine.
Then Peter stand up with the other 11 apostles then and start to preach hard one.
My fellow Jews and all the other people who live here at Jerusalem, I will explain exactly where they go on right here so you listen good to what I got to say. Then people will see you drunk like what you think, you know, because it's just 9 o'clock the morning. This will see it happen here, that way the prophet Joel may talk about for a long, long time. This the way God tell Joel. This the way I will do in the last days. I will pour out my spirit upon everybody. On the son and on the daughter then, will preach what I tell them to preach. On the young man they will see vision, and on the old man they will got dreams. Yes, even upon my servant then, man and woman same way. I will pour out my spirit in the end of days, and then will preach what I tell them to preach. I will do all kind of miracles and wonders up in the sky and down here upon earth. Blood, fire and thick smoke were there. The sun will get dark and the moon will turn red like blood before the great and wonderful day when the Lord will come back. And anybody will call out to the Lord for help will get saved.
Then Peter go ahead and say,
people of Israel, listen to this. Jesus from Nazareth that me was man where God may prove say me come from him through the miracles and wonders and the sign there where God may give the power for do. On the notice that true. Because all of this happened right here amongst Uno. God me planned for long before time that Jesus me will get hand over to Uno. And Uno, along with some wicked people, me kneel up on the cross and kill him. He suffered bad when he dead. But God never left him there. He raised him up back. That never got no power over him again. I couldn't hold him as a prisoner. This the way King David me say about him. He say, I always see the Lord front of me all the time. Take away the right side of me, I don't have to worry about nothing. And so my heart only feel glad, and my mouth sing your praise. Even though out of flesh and blood, I got confidence that you, God, now left me in at the place of the dead, nor left your Holy One for rotten in at the grave. You show me the way will lead to life, and because you're there with me, I only feel happy. My brethren, I sure say, that when we great, great, great grandfather King David me said then the thing, he couldn't have me talk about himself, because he done dead and buried. And for his grave still there with we up to this day. David that me was prophet, and he me knew where God me promise him. God me make a vow, that he me will make one of his descendants then be a king, just like him. David me say where God me will do in the future. And so, he me talk about the day when the Christ me will raise up back from the dead. He say, he may never get left in at the place of the dead, and for him body never rotten way in at the grave. So God raise up this Jesus from the dead, and all are we that witness to this. God give Jesus the biggest honor, when he put off his sit on thy right hand side, and he gave the Holy Spirit, just like how he may promise, so that he could fill we up with our too. This, that we want to see, and hear ya today. You see, that never David when me gone up to heaven. In fact, David me say, the Lord said to for me, Lord, sit on right here at my right hand side, till I put your enemy there under your foot, like a footstool. People of Israel, make a make it clear that the said Jesus were under me crucified, that he God turn wrong and make Lord our Christ.
When the people hear this, they may only feel bad. So they ask Peter and the other apostle then,
my brethren, that where will you do?
Peter answered them and said,
uno turn for uno sin ne, all of uno, and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that God could forgive uno and uno sin ne, and give uno the Holy Spirit where he may promise. This promise that for uno and uno pick ne, and all of them one, whether that they other country, whether they far from you, that for all of we, where we Lord God will call for follow on.
Peter tell them a lot of other things, and warn and plead with them say,
save on yourself from the punishment where the company is wicked generation.
The one way accept a message may get baptized. That day, about 3,000 may join the group of people where believe in Jesus. Then continue to learn from the apostle then. Then share their life together, they eat and they talk and they pray. Everybody couldn't believe their eye when they see all of the wonderful things there and miracles where the apostle them may do. All the believers they keep together and share everything where they may go with one another. They sell and learn other things where they may own, and they give the money where they may get from it to all of them one where they need. Every day they meet at the temple and they eat at one another's house. They may happy for share their food and they may feel good in their heart about one another. They may praise God, and other people may like see the way how they may live. And every day, the Lord add on more and more people when may they get saved. Acts chapter 3. One day, Peter and John may go in at the temple around 3 o'clock the afternoon, where they may set time for prayer. Now they may go a man when may cripple from the time in may barn. Every day, people does caron at the temple gate, when we near the beautiful gate, so that it could have begged for everybody we go in at the temple. When the man see Peter and John they come in, he asks them for a lee money. Peter and John look straight pan him. Then Peter say,
look pan we.
So the man give them a full attention. He may look out for a lee something in a hand. Then Peter say,
I don't got no money, but where I got, I will give. In the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth, get up and walk.
Peter hold on by right hand and help him up. Same time, the man's foot and ankle get strong. The man jump up and start to walk. Then he follow them in at the temple. They walk, they jump up and they praise God. When everybody went with there, see the man they walk and they praise God, they recognize him and say,
that is not the same man we used to be at the beautiful gate.
Well, they couldn't believe their eye and only me frightened when they see what may happen to him. The man we used to be grab on to Peter and John. The other people they may frightened and run from see where they go on to the place where they call Solomon's veranda. When Peter see this, he asks them, say,
uno people are Israel, that why they surprise uno so? Uno they did steer pan way like if we do this enough for we own power, or like we so holy that we make this man walk. No. That God do that. He that the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he that for we other ancestors and God too. He do this to bring glory to his servant Jesus. Uno me why he dead. Uno this one in front of Pilate, the Roman governor. Even when he may decide to let him go. That uno same one this one somebody were holy and righteous. And uno ask for them free one murderer. Uno kill the one we make life. But God raise him up from the dead. We the witness to that. This man we want to know and we want to see her put the faith in a Jesus, and that make her strong. That faith in a Jesus name that will make this man get healed right front of uno. Now, brethren, I know say uno and uno leader ne never understand what uno may do when uno kill Jesus. But from way, way back, God may tell the prophet there that this may happen, that the Christ may have to suffer. And the very thing where God may say me come true for true. So on must turn for on a sin ne, and turn to God so that God could wipe out on a sin ne. Then, seek away God there with uno, he want pour blessing pa uno, for refresh uno, and he want send Jesus, whether the Christ, where God his own self me pick out for uno. But Jesus was stayed at heaven till the time come for make everything new. God may announce this through the holy prophet then, from way back yonder. Moses may say, the Lord on God was sent a prophet right from amongst uno, just like how he sent me. Uno for do everything where he tell uno for do. And then he say, anybody when not obey the prophet, will get cut off from God people then, and get destroyed. And all of the prophet then, when me talk for God, from Samuel right down to the one we come after him, all of them me talk about their time yeah. And now, uno that the people where the descendant then, are then prophet. And when God make what agreement for take care of we ancestor then, he promised to take care of uno too. God tell Abraham say, I will bless all of the people then in the world, true for uno descendant then. So God pick his servant Jesus and send her to uno, the Jewish people first, so that he could bless uno anytime uno decide to turn uno back upon uno wicked ways.
Acts chapter 4. Peter and John made a talk to the people then. When same time the priest then, the captain of the temple guard then, and the Sadducee then come up to them. They may only vex because the apostle then may they teach the people then. That sake where Jesus may come back from the dead, that proves that the dead one raised up back too. They arrest Peter and John, but because of the evening, then throw them in a jail till morning. But later than when we hear this message, we believe. By this time, the apostle had done about 5,000 men in the group. The next day, the chief priest then and the Jewish leader then, and the teacher then and the Jewish law, they meet at Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, me dede, along with Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and the other big time man there where they part of the high priest family. They bring Peter and John front of them and start questioning them, say,
that what kind of power uno use? And in a who for name uno do all of this?
Peter me full up with the Holy Spirit. I tell the members of the Jewish council and the Jewish leader then say,
if uno want question with today about the good way we do for the crippled man, I want to know how we get healed, then uno and everybody in Israel better know this. Why this man stand up front of uno, good one, that say the power where the in the name of Jesus for Nazareth. Uno crucify him. But God raised him back from the dead. Jesus that the one where the scripture may talk about when he say, this stone, what no builder and never think me worth nothing, turn out to be the most important one out of all of them. Uno can't find salvation in a nobody else except Jesus. God never give no other name this side of heaven where people could call upon to get saved.
When they say how Peter and John never prayed for them at all, and they say that they are just ordinary people, they may surprise and they may half agree that then I'm a Jesus followers for true. The proof of it may be right front of their eye. The man with Peter and John may heal may they stand up right front of them, so then shut up their mouth. The Jewish council tell Peter and John to go outside so then could decide where to do. They ask one another,
that way we want to do it there, man.
Everybody will live at Jerusalem know said that one miracle may take place. And we have to agree with that.
But to stop this what happen for a spread wrong, we better warn them, man, yeah, that we know our year and say nothing to nobody again in a Jesus' name.
So then call in and order them for teach or preach in a Jesus' name again. But Peter and John tell them, say,
uno judge for uno self. Uno think say in a God's sight it better for obey man or God.
We can't help we self. We have a talk about where we see with our own two eyes and where we hear with our own two ears.
Then threaten Peter and John some more, and then they let them go. The council never know how to punish them. Seek away all of the people and may praise God for the miracle where they may see happen. The man where God may do the miracle for may over 40 years old. Peter and John gone back to their group, and they tell them what the chief priest there and the Jewish leader they may say. When they hear, all of them start to pray hard one to God and say,
God, that you make heaven and the earth and the sea and everything with the inner it, you that the boss of everything. This the way you may tell we by the Holy Spirit through your servant, we great, great, great grandfather David. The way the people then they kick up sofa, and why they plan all kind of wickedness we can't work. Their king and their ruler of the world, they set themselves against the Lord God and the one where he may pick. Herod and Pontius Pilate may actually put head together against Jesus, right here in this city with we own Jewish people there, and they one where they're not Jew. Jesus, that your holy servant, where you may pick for be the Christ. They may they do exactly where you may don't decide for happen from before time. You could decide that, cause you got the power. Now, Lord, look on any threaten we know. Give we, your humble servant, the lot of courage for preach your word. Stretch out your hand for heal and do miracle and wonderful things in the name of your holy servant Jesus, so that people could see your power.
Then when they finish prayer, the place where the Medina start to shake. All of them get full up with the Holy Spirit and they start to preach the word of God, and they never feel afraid at all. The believer they may got one heart and mind. Nobody never say that where they own that for them one, but they share everything where they may got with one another. With lot of power, the apostle them may tell everybody about how the Lord Jesus come back from the dead. And God may pour out blessing after blessing for all of them. Nobody in the group may need nothing. They want to own land and house, would I sell them and bring the money from the sale and give the apostle them. And they would have turned around and share up the money so that everybody get what they need. They may got this one man named Joseph. When we come from the tribe of Levi, he may born in the country of Cyprus. The apostle then call him Barnabas. We mean somebody will encourage other people. He sell one piece of land where he own and bring the money come get the apostle then. Acts chapter 5. Now our next man was named Ananias and his wife Sapphira may sell one piece of land too. But he keep back part of the money for himself and bring the rest, like if that are the whole of it, and get the apostle then. His wife may well and know where he may do too. Then Peter tell and say,
Ananias, look how you make the devil rob your soul. You tell the Holy Spirit to lie after you keep back some of the money for yourself where you sell the land for. The land never belongs to you from the first start. And when you don't sell it, the money that never still for you one. That's why you decide to do a thing like this. You're not only the lie to man, but you're the lie to God too.
When Ananias hear this, he dropped down dead. All of the people in me frightened no mix when they hear what happened. Then some young man they call and wrap up the body and Kara gone bury him. About 3 hours later, Ananias' wife come in. She never know what may happen at all. Peter asks and say,
tell me something, that the all of the money where you and your husband get for the land?
He say,
oh yes, that the all of the money.
Peter said to her,
how the two of you could agree for lie to the Spirit of God and think say you could get away with it. Look here, the man there will bury your husband the right here at the door and then will carry you out too.
Same time Sapphira dropped down dead at Peter's foot. Then the young man they come in and find her dead. They carry her out and bury her side of his husband. Everybody in at the church and everybody else will hear about what may happen, may afraid for what God could do. The apostle may do a lot of miracles and wonders from God amongst the people. All the believers may meet together like one family down a place where they call Solomon Veranda. Other people may afraid to meet up with them there, even though they respect them. In spite of that, more and more man and woman believe in the Lord and join them. Sick of what the apostle may do, the people them may keep on, they bring them sick out upon street. Then bring them upon bed and mat, so that at least Peter's shadow could have passed over some of them. One lot of people may flock there, from the town around Jerusalem. And then may they bring them sick, and all of them one way got evil spirit, and all of them may get healed. Then the high priest and all the company there, whether part of the Sadducee group, may only jealous bad. They arrest the apostle there and keep them in the city jail. But during the night, one angel from God can open the door of the jail and bring them out. After he bring them out, he tell them, say,
Onogo, stand up in the temple and tell the people everything about this new way of living.
When they made the brook, then go into the temple like where the angel tell them, and start to teach the people there. When the high priest and all the company they come next morning, they call up one meeting with all of the Jewish leader there and the Jewish council, and then they send them to the jail for the apostle there. But when the officer they reach the jail, the apostle they never did it, then gone back and say,
we find the jail lock up good. With the guard there, they stand up at the door. But when they open the door, nobody never the inside.
When they hear this, the head of the temple police and the chief priest there, made a wonder where all want come out of this. Then somebody come and say,
watch ya, the man they want to put in a jail, then they in at the temple to teach the people there.
The head of the temple police, with the guard there, gone for the apostle then, arrest them again, and carry them back. They make sure say that they never use no force, because they afraid the people they would have stoned them. Then bring the apostle there in front of the Jewish council, to make the high priest question them. Then say,
we never go no strict others not to teach in the name of Jesus. Still yet, we go ahead and preach in that name. And all of Jerusalem hear what we have to say. And we make it look like that we killed Jesus. So now that we guilty then.
Peter and the other apostle then say,
we have to obey God, no man. We make them kill Jesus when we hang up on that tree. But the same God with we great grandfather then does worship, raise up from the dead. God raise him right up and put him up on his right hand side to be prince and savior. So that he could give the Jewish people there the chance to change their ways, so that he could forgive their sin. We and the Holy Spirit, where God get to everybody we obey, that witness to them that thing there.
When the members of the council hear this, they may so vex that they may want to kill the apostle then right this up. But when a Pharisee named Gamaliel, we teach the law, and where everybody respect, stand up for talk, he tell them to make the apostle then go outside for a little while. He tell the council,
Ono man of Israel, Ono should have careful how no handle den the man. Ono remember the man told us when we come on the scene? Him he think he's so big, about 400 man follow. But him he get killed, all a man them scatter, a whole movement gone to nothing. After that, during the time of the census, Judas from Galilee come on the scene. Him a leader and crowd for try to overthrow the government. But he and all get killed. And for his followers scatter too. So in this case here, for me advice to Uno, that for Uno not take no action at all. Left them alone and make them go about their business. If where then the plan, or where then the do, come from man, you know, account to nothing. But if it come from God, Uno can't stop them. Find on yourself the fight against God.
The council decide to follow the advice of Gamaliel Gide. Then call in the apostle, beat them, and order them not to talk about Jesus no more. Then they let them go. After the apostle then left the Jewish council, they may happy because they suffer shame for sake of Jesus. They may feel good that God picked them to suffer for him. And every day, they go to the temple and from house to house, and they continue to teach the people there and preach this message.
Jesus, that the Christ, what only they look for?
Acts chapter 6. Sometime later, as the number of believers then get more and more, one quarrel start amongst the people then. Then one will talk great complaint against the Jews then from there. The Greek one they made say that for them widow they never made get for them a monk of food where they forget every day. So the 12 apostles called the whole group of believers then together and say,
you know right for we neglect to preach the word of God sake of they look after food.
So then, my brethren, pick out 7 men from amongst uno, we want to know full of the Holy Spirit. I got a lot of good sense. And we will put them in charge of this whole business. Then we will got more time for prayer and preach.
This will make sense to everybody. So then pick out Stephen, one man where me got a lot of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. Next, then pick Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from the town of Antioch. He never want Jew first, but he me join the Jewish religion before he believe in Jesus. Then bring them in front of the apostle then, and the apostle then pray for them and put their hand upon them and bless them. So the message of God continue to spread. More and more people around Jerusalem start to believe the good news about Jesus Christ. And a lot of the Jewish priests then start to believe too. Stephen and me one man with God me only bless. And me got the power of God to do all kind of miracle and wonders amongst the people then. But then me got some man where me dey against her. Then me come from a Jewish synagogue where me near Church of the Free Slaves. Then I'm a Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Cilicia, and the district of Asia. Then me dey argue with Stephen about where me dey teach. But the Spirit me give Stephen the correct word then for say. And that shut them right up. So then bribe some man for say,
we hear him to talk against Moses and against God.
When they say that no, then get everybody begs. The people then, the Jewish leader then, and the teacher then at the Jewish law. They arrest Stephen and carry in front of the Jewish council. The witness then when they tell lies, eh?
This man always talk against we holy temple against Moses' law. We hear and say that this Jesus will come from Nazareth, will tear down the temple and change all of the religious ways we come down from Moses to we.
Then all of them in the council start to stare upon Stephen because he face me to shine like an angel. Acts chapter 7. The high priest asked Stephen,
all of them thing where they say against you, that true?
Stephen answered and said,
all of our fathers and brothers, listen to me. Before we great, great, great grandfather Abraham gang and lived the Haran, God appear front in all of glory the Mesopotamia and say, left your family and your country and go to the land where I want show you. And that's how Abraham pick up left way me to live the Chaldea and gonna live way the Haran. After Abraham padded, God make him move to this land here where uno live now. God never give Abraham right there and then nothing for himself. Not even one foot of land. But God did promise to give the land in the future. Where one beefy here he picnic, and he picnic then down the line. When God make that promise, Abraham never got no picnic. This is the way God tell him. Your descendant then want turn stranger in our country where there's nothing then. And for 400 years, they want be slave. And the people in that country want only treat them bad. But I want punish the nation where take them for slave. And then afterwards, they want left that country and worship me right here at Jerusalem. Then God give Abraham the ceremony when he circumcision. If he want sign, say he make one agreement with him. So Abraham circumcised Isaac 8 days after he born. Isaac circumcised for his son Jacob. And Jacob circumcised for his 12 sons. Whether me fi we famous great 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 grandfather then, we start fi we Jewish race. Jacob's son then is jealous then younger brother Joseph. And he sell off slave to Egypt. But God me there with him and bring us safe through all our troubles. So when Joseph confront a Pharaoh, whether me the king of Egypt, the king be like him for his ways and the wisdom with God give him. So the king make Joseph turn governor over the whole country and over his whole house. Then when famine come in Egypt and Canaan, no food never there. Where ancestors there made suffer because they couldn't find no food. When Jacob here said that Egypt may get food, he sent his son there, whether for we ancestors there, for their first visit there.
Upon his second visit, Joseph make them know say that he na me them brother. And so, Pharaoh confirm know say that Joseph me a family. So Joseph send one message to his father Jacob to tell he and all his family, 75 of them in all, to go to Egypt. So Jacob gonna Egypt gonna live. And he and his son there dead right there. Then carry them body back to Shechem. And then bury them in one grave where Abraham may buy from Hamor family for a certain amount of money. When the time may come close for God keep a promise where he may make to Abraham, the number of the way people of Egypt may done grow big. Long last, one king when never know Joseph at all may they rule that Egypt. He trick for we people there and cruel to them. He force them to put them baby out a door and left them there for dead. Around the same time Moses me born, he na me one pretty baby in a God's sight. He ma and pa take care of her home for 3 months. And then, when they me have to put her out of the house, Pharaoh daughter dapa and bring her up like the fishy own picnic. The Egyptian then teach Moses everything where they me know. And he me powerful in a way say and way do. When Moses me 40 years old, he decide to find out the what kind of treatment the Israelite people then may get. You see how an Egyptian may treat one of them bad. So he jump in to take part for her and he kill the Egyptian. He may think say for his own people may want to realize by this that he may be the man where God sent to set them free from slavery. But he never look like them may understand. The next day, you see two Israelites they fight and he try to make peace between them. He say, listen man, the two are only the Israelite. That why only the fight like this? But the one woman they beat up the next one, shove Moses one side and ask, that who make you ruler and judge over we? You want to kill me too? Just like you killed the Egyptian yesterday. When Moses hear this, he run from Egypt and ganga live as one alien and Midian. That's all, he may got 2 boy picnic. After 40 years pass, one angel come to Moses in the fire of a bush when they born in the desert, close to the mountain when he is Sinai. When Moses see all of this, he made a wonder where he go on. So he gone closer to the bush, to see Lee better, and hear the Lord God voice say, me that the God of your great, great, great grandfather day, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses tremble where he's so frightened and he never even want to look. The Lord God said to him, take off your sandals because this place where you stand upon the holy ground. I see the cruelness and the suffering when my people gone through the Egypt. I hear them groaning and I come down to set them free. Come now, I want to send you to Egypt. Well, this Moses, that is same one where the people of Israel reject. Then he ask and say, the who make you ruler and judge over we? He not the one where God sent to rule the people there and set them free with the help of the angel when me come to one in the bush where me the born. That he lead the people there out of Egypt as he do miracles and wonders that Egypt and that the Red Sea and for 40 years in the desert. This that the same Moses was said to the people of Israel, God want send uno a prophet, just like how he sent me. And this prophet want come right from amongst uno. Moses that the same one when me there with the people of Israel in the desert. He me there right there with the angel when me talk to one from amongst Sinai. Moses me there with the ancestor then, when God gave the commandment then we give life to pass on to way. But we ancestor then me refuse to obey Moses. And then shoo on one side and I want to go back to Egypt. So then said to Aaron, make some guard for we could lead way. Because we don't know what happened to that Moses he we bring way out of Egypt. That then they make one idol with their own hand in the shape of a young bull and offer sacrifice to one. And then they got a big party for worship her. So God turned it back upon them and he left them alone to make them worship where they want. So then start to worship the stars in the sky. This the way the prophet them talk about when they say, people of Israel, that never for me when me kill and sacrifice their animal for 40 years in the desert. Instead of care for me tent, uno care the tent for the god Moloch. And the statue of Refan that me uno star god. Then that me the idol then we uno make for worship. So I want to send uno away from uno own country, even further than Babylon.
Stephen Garnan Fisse.
When for we ancestor them in the desert, then we got a tent land with them where God made the inna. Then we make it just like how God showed Moses, with the same pattern where God me show. Later on, Joshua me lead for we ancestor them to capture the land from the other nation then. For we people then take over the land after God drive out the people then where live there. They carry the same tent with them at the new land, and that stay there till King David time. David may please God, so he asks God to make him build one house for God. That may the same God where Jacob worship, but that may Solomon will end up the build the house for worship God in. But the Most High God not live in a house we build with human hand. As the prophet say, heaven that for me throne, the Lord God say, and the earth that me footstool. That what kind of house uno want build for me? What place there for me where I could have lived in? That not me make all of that thing?
Stephen Garnan for say,
uno stubborn like mule. Uno heart still wicked. Stick broken on ears when it comes to obey what God say. Uno always fight against the Holy Spirit just like uno great, great, great grandfather then. Then we got any prophet when they never treat like dog? Then kill all of the messenger then where God send. Where for a long time he announced that for him righteous servant may come. And now, uno sell out and murder. Uno that the one then where get God law then. We come down to uno true angel then. And still yet uno no follow it.
When the member then at the Jewish council hear what Stephen McGuffin said, they get becks, 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 till they grind and teeth. Where they may subex. But Stephen may full up of the Holy Spirit. He look up the heaven, and he see the brightness of God. And he see Jesus to stand up on the right hand side of God. He say,
look there. I see heaven open up. And I see Jesus, the Son of Man, they stand up on the right hand side of God.
The member then at the council couldn't take it, so they start to make noise and cover up their ears with their hand. Then all of them rush out at Stephen same time. Then throw him out of the city and stone him. All the witnesses that were made wrong, give one young man when he saw, then court for hold. Then continue to stone Stephen while he cry out to the Lord, say,
Lord Jesus! Take me, spirit.
He kneel down and bawl out, hard, hard, say,
Lord, don't make this sin come against me.
He said that and dropped down dead. Acts chapter 8. And Saul made the right there to enjoy the whole thing. Panacea in there, big time persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem. All the believers there, except the apostles there, may scatter all over the countryside of Judea and Samaria. So other man will really love God come bury Stephen and then mourn for her with hard bawling. But Saul made a try to wipe out all of the believers there. He made a go from yard to yard and drag out the believer then, man and woman, and dash them in a jail. The believer then will get scattered, gone all about and start preach the message about Jesus Christ everywhere. Philip, whether one of the believer then, gone down now and sit with me there in a Samaria, and may tell them about Jesus, whether the Christ. When the people then see all of the miracle then where Philip may they do, then start to listen and take in everything where he may say. Evil spirit then come out of a lot of people, and they come out the bar, and people who may paralyze and cripple get healed. So everybody in that city may happy, happy. In that same city, they may go a man with my name Simon. Whether me want obey a man for a long time. The Samaritan people couldn't believe all of the things that way he made do with the obia. Sake of this, he may only think himself all high and mighty. And everybody in the city, rich and poor, may like gear their respect and attention. Then say,
this man the most way you call God mighty power.
The people have fallen because for a long time he made do some powerful things with the obia where they couldn't believe. But when they hear what Philip preach, then believe the good news about God's kingdom and the name of Jesus Christ. And Philip baptized them, man and woman. Even Simon and all believe. And after he get baptized, he hitch up with Philip. I couldn't believe he eyed them when he see the big miracle and wonders then where Philip made it do. News reached the apostle then at Jerusalem, say how the people in the Samaria accept the word of God. So when they hear that, they send Peter and John there. When they reach, Peter and John pray for the believer then, that they would get the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit never come down upon none of them yet. They may only get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So Peter and John, they put their hand upon the believer then, and they get the Holy Spirit. When Simon said that the Spirit come down upon the believer then, when Peter and John put their hand upon them, Simon offered them money, forget this your power. He said,
give me the same power. So that anybody where I put me hand pan want get the Holy Spirit too.
But Peter answer say,
you and your money will end up the hell for the even think say you could have buy this gift from God with money. You no got no part or share in a this your work here because your heart no right with God. Turn from your wickedness and pray to the Lord for forgive you for think that thing. As he said that your only red eye and you're a prisoner of your own sin.
Then Simon said to Peter and John,
I beg you, pray to the Lord for me, so that none of anything where you say won't happen to me.
When Peter and John don't tell the people how they may get to know Jesus and preach the message from the Lord, then go back to Jerusalem. Upon their way back, they preach the good news about Jesus Christ to a lot of Samaritan village. Now, one angel from the Lord said to Philip,
get ready and go south to the road. We go from Jerusalem to Gaza, where hardly anybody ever use again.
So Philip start out, and upon the way he meet one important official from Ethiopia, where me in charge of the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia. This man me gone to Jerusalem for worship God. Upon the way home, me deina he carriage to read the scripture where Isaiah the old time prophet me write. The Holy Spirit tell Philip, say,
go over by the carriage and run alongside it.
So Philip gone run alongside of the carriage and hear the man read where Isaiah may write. Philip asks and say,
you understand anything where you read?
The official answer say,
how I will understand if nobody know there if he explain it to me?
So he tell Philip to get in at the carriage and sit alongside her. The part of the scripture where the man may read, that may this part here.
The care, say like when the care sheep fi kill. And just like how one lamb quiet, when they cut off the wool, same way he never open his mouth. In a shame, he never get no justice. The who could talk about his descendant then? Because they take his life from the earth.
The official turned to Philip and asked and say,
tell me now, the who the prophet may talk about here? Himself or about somebody else?
So Philip starts with the same part of the scripture where he made read and tell him about the good news of Jesus Christ. As they made travel down the road, they come to some water and the official say,
watch ya, some water there, that will make you can baptize me now.
And Philip say,
if you believe with all your heart, you could get baptized.
And the official answer say,
I believe that Jesus Christ that the Son of God.
And so he ordered the driver to stop the carriage, and the two of them gone down into the water, and Philip baptized him. And when they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip with sudden one, and the official never seen again, but the grandpa were only happy. Then Philip find himself that the city were near Azotus, and then he gone on to preach the good news of Jesus Christ in all the tongues until he reached Caesarea. Acts chapter 9. Meantime, Saul still made a threatened Jesus follower there. I may want to kill them. So he gone to the high priest. I asked him for some letter for carry to the Jewish meeting place there in Damascus. For get for their help, for arrest anybody who follow the way of the Lord Jesus, whether man or woman, and bring them to Jerusalem in a chains. By way of Damascus, as he made reach the city, sudden one bright light from heaven flashed round him. Saul dropped the ground and hear one voice we say,
"Saul, Saul, the why you de persecute me?"
He asks,
"The who you, Lord?"
The voice answers, "Say,
I the Jesus, the same one where you de persecute. Now, get up and go to the city, and you want hear where you have to do."
The man then went to travel with Saul, couldn't even say nothing. They stand up there, couldn't talk. They hear the voice, but they never see nobody. Saul get up off of the ground, and when he opened the eye, he couldn't see nothing, cause he blind. So they lead him by hand and carry him to Damascus. For 3 days, Saul couldn't see. And during this time, he never eat or drink nothing. In Damascus, they make one believer named Ananias. The Lord call him in our vision, say,
"Ananias."
He answer, say,
"Yes, Lord."
The Lord tell him, say,
"Get up and go down the road that the street when he straight, and you want to reach Judah's house. When you reach there, ask for one man named Saul from Tarsus. This same time, yeah, Saul the pray, and in our vision, he see one man named Ananias come in at the house and put his hand on her and give her back his sight."
When Ananias hear this, he say,
"Lord, I hear all kind of thing about this man and all of the wickedness we do to your people in Jerusalem. I know it is because he got paper from the chief priest there to arrest all of the believers in Damascus. We worship you."
But the Lord tell Ananias,
"Go and do what I say, because this man that the one where I pick, if you go tell people whether not Jew about me, and if you go front a king and the people of Israel, if you make them know that who me, and me myself want show how much you want suffer for me."
So Ananias gone to the house and put his hand upon Saul. He said,
"Saul, my brother, the Lord Jesus will appear to you upon the road when you may come. Send me here." He send me so that you could see again and to make you get full up with the Holy Spirit.
That same time, something will look like fish scale drop from half a Saul then. I could have see again. He get up and get baptized. After that, he eat something and he feel strong again. Saul stayed at Damascus for a few days with the other people there who believe in Jesus. He never waste no time for start preaching at the Jewish meeting place then, that Jesus, that is Son of God. All of the people were here and surprised and they asked,
"This is not the same man when we persecuted people in Jerusalem we believe in Jesus? We may think say that he called for arrest the believer and carry them back that the chief priest then in a chains."
With all what they made say, Saul preaching get more and more powerful. It proved to the Jews that Damascus that Jesus that the Christ where God may promise for sin, and all they could have do that shut them out. After some time passed, the Jewish leader and knocked together to work out one plan to kill Saul. But Saul find out about their plan. Day and night they watch the city gate to carry out their plan for murder. But one night, then one woman come for believing in Jesus through Saul preaching, take Saul and let him down in one basket through one hole in the city wall. When time Saul reached Jerusalem, he tried to join up with the believer then, but they were afraid for him. They never believed that he was a true believer. But Barnabas took him and carried the apostle then. He explained to them how the Lord may appear to him and talk to him upon the road, and how after that, Saul never afraid to preach the Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he stayed with them and never afraid to go all about Jerusalem to preach in the name of the Lord. Seka we Saul does talk and argue with some Jewish people who talk Greek, then may they try find one way for kill him. When the other believer they may hear about that, they carry down the Caesarea and they send her off the Tarsus. So all of the church in Judea and Galilee and Samaria may Galilee peace. Then start grow strong, a lot of people join them. This happened because they show respect for God, and the Holy Spirit may they help them. Around the same time, Peter made a travel from place to place to visit the believer then. Upon the way, he stopped to visit the one where me dead at the tongue a leader. He meet one man named Aeneas, where me paralyzed, and me half lay down in a bed for 8 years. Peter said to him,
Aeneas, Jesus Christ heal you. Get up and take up your bed.
Right there, Aeneas get up on his foot. When the people where me lived at the tongue a leader, and the area where near Sharon see this, all of them believe in the Lord Jesus. In the tongue of Joppa, one lady may live there near Tabitha. In the Greek language, a name that Dorcas would mean there. She that me one believer, I spend all my time to help poor people and they do good. But one day about the same time, he gets sick and he dead. A friend then washed the body and put her for lay down in our room upstairs. The tongue of leader never the far from Joppa. And when the believer they hear that Peter made the right that leader, they send 2 men for go beg and say,
please, hurry, make us come with me to Joppa.
Peter come with them, and when he reach, they carry him upstairs to the room. When he gone inside, the room is full up with them with the ball. When they see Peter, they come around and they show him the different kind of clothes that Dorcas used to make when he may alive. Peter sent all of them out of the room, and then he kneel down and pray. Then he turned to the body and say,
Tabitha, stand up.
The lady opened up her eye and he looked at Peter, and then he sit down up. Peter hold his hand and help him to stand up. Then he called in the believer there and the widow there and showed them that Tabitha may alive again. The whole of Joppa hear about what may happen, and a lot of people start believing at the Lord Jesus. Peter stayed at Joppa for a little time. They live with Simon, while man will make thing out of leather. Acts chapter 10. In the tongue of Caesarea, they may get this man went near Cornelius, whether may the captain of 100 soldiers in the Roman army. They call this group the Italian regiment. He na may one godly man, along with the whole family. He may got one good heart, and he does give lot of gift to the poor. And he na may one man where does always pray. Around 3 o'clock one afternoon, Cornelius get one vision from God. In this vision, one angel come in a room and said to him,
Cornelius.
Cornelius me fright no mix. I eye the open big one. I say,
the way you want, sir.
The angel say,
God please with you. I take notice of your prayers and your gift them to the poor. Now send some man to Joppa. For one man we need Simon Peter. It will take lodging with one other man when he is Simon. You make thing out a letter. He live close to the sea.
When the angel gone, Cornelius called 2 servants and one of his own soldier there, whether me one godly man. He tell them everything will happen and then he send them to Joppa. Around 12 o'clock the next day, when the man me nearly reached the tongue of Joppa, that me the same time when Peter gone up on the house stop for pray, he get hungry. I may want something to eat. But while the food may get ready, he may get one vision. He see heaven open up, and something like one big sheet get let down to the ground by the 4 corners. In the sheet may get all kind of animal and reptile and bird will fly in the air. Then one voice said to him,
Peter, get up and kill anyone that you want and eat it.
Peter said,
I could have never do that, lad. In all my life, I never eat nothing when Moses last said no clean, and when no fit for eat.
Then the same voice said to her again,
you no got no right for say something no clean, when God Himself make it clean.
This happened 3 times. Then the sheep gone back up the heaven. So while Peter made a wonder where the vision mean, the man where Cornelius sent find the house. They made it stand up outside of the house at the gate. And they asked,
"One man when you Simon Peter live ya?"
Meanwhile, Peter may still think about the vision when we just got. And the Holy Spirit may have to tell and say,
"Look here, some man they down there for see you. Me case and go downstairs. I not think hard for go with them. That me send them."
So Peter gone downstairs and tell them, say,
"Yes, me that the one where they look for. That we bring on ya."
They answer, say,
"Captain Cornelius send we. He the one good man we worship God. And all of the Jewish people there, me got enough respect for him. One angel from God tell him to send for you and make you go to his house so that he could hear what you got to say."
So Peter asks them to stay the night. The next morning, Peter and some of the believers then from Joppa gone with Cornelius' man. The next day, they reached Caesarea. Cornelius made wait for them, and he may ask all his family and close friend them for come. As Peter made look for going at the house, Cornelius meet him and drop down his foot and worship him. But Peter make it get up, and he say,
"Get up. I had just one man like yourself."
Peter and Cornelius may talk together while they may go inside, whereupon a lot of people may don't gather. Peter said to all of them,
"On the well know that they go against for we Jewish lad, for mix up with people, whether not Jew or God at their house. But God show me that enough is said that nobody not clean enough for mix up with, just because they are not Jews like we. So when you send for me, I never think hard for come at all. So now, I want to know why you bring me here."
Cornelius answer, say,
"That me about 4 days back, wrong this same time, 3 o'clock the afternoon, I me do my usual afternoon prayers. When out of nowhere, one man in a bright clothes come and stand up front of me. He say, 'Cornelius, God hear your prayers. I remember you give them to poor people. Now send some man that Joppa for ask Simon Peter for come. It is steered at Simon's house. The man will work with leather, and we live close to the sea. So I make here send for you. I am so kind for come. Now all are with the righteous here where God tell you to say. And he in there with we too.'"
Then Peter tell them, say,
"Now I know the truth that God treat everybody the same way. God will accept anybody will live right and will worship him, no matter where country they come from. The message where God sent to the people of Israel, that made the good news that peace come through Jesus Christ, whether the Lord over everybody. When you don't know what happened all over Judea district, the whole thing start in a Galilee after John start to preach about how people should get baptized. God pour out the Holy Spirit and he pour upon Jesus from Nazareth. Then Jesus gone all about the place to do good. And he heal all of them one when they under the power of the devil, cause God made there with them. We the witness to all of the things where he may do that Israel and Jerusalem. The murder when they kneel up on the cross. But in a 3 days time, God bring her back to life and make people see her. Not everybody may see her. Only we where God may done pick out for a long time. We that the one there where we eat and drink with her after he raise her back from the dead. So we there for witness to that. And he had a way to preach to the people there. And make them know that God make Jesus judge over everybody. Then when we're living, and then when we're done dead too. And all of the prophet them may talk and write about Jesus. And they say that everybody will believe in him, he will forgive their sin there through the power of his name."
While Peter still made the same thing, the Holy Spirit come down for all of them one when they listen. And the Jewish believer that when we gander with Peter, be surprised that God gave the Holy Spirit as one gift to the people there whether not Jew too. They hear them talking at tongues and they praise God for his goodness. Then Peter said,
"Then your people get the Holy Spirit just like we. So who could stop them if I get baptized with water?"
So Peter ordered them to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then after that, Cornelius began to stay with them for a little while. Acts chapter 11. The apostle there and the other believer there all over Judea district hear so that people whether not Jew may accept the word of God too. But when Peter gone back up to Jerusalem, the Jewish believer then start find all kind of fault with her and then tell her say,
You can't eat at the house of them people when not circumcised. And even yum food on the table.
So Peter get in the long and short of the whole story from the start.
When I'm there at Joppa, while I'm pray, I got a vision. I see something will look like a big, big sheet. Well, let down from heaven by the four corners. I come right down to where I'm there. When I look in there, I see 4-foot animal. A wild animal will live upon earth. A reptile. A bird will fly in at the air. Then I hear what vice say. Peter, get up and kill any one of them you want. And eat it. I answer say, I could have never do that, lad. In all my life, I never eat nothing when Moses last said no clean. I was not fit for eat. The vice for him talk a second time and say, you no got no right to say something no clean when God himself don't make it clean. This happened 3 times. Then the sheep gone up back to heaven. Same time, 3 men from Caesarea come to the house where I'm there. The spirit tell me not to think hard to go with the man there. The 6 men there where me there with me come along with me and all are we gone to Cornelius' house. It tell we say how he see what angel in a house. And the angel say, send a Joppa for a man when near Simon Peter. He wa tell you how you and everybody in your house could a get saved from on a sin there. As I may start to preach, the Holy Spirit condong pan there. Just like how he condong pan weed at the beginning. Then I remember what the Lord me say. John baptized only with water. But God was baptized only with the Holy Spirit. So if God give him the same gift where he give it, when we may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that who me if you think say that me could go against God?
When they hear this, they never got nothing more for say. And they praise God and say,
God make the people there whether not Jew, got a see a chance just like we were a Jew, to turn from their sin there and live forever.
Now some of Jesus' followers there, may scatter about the place sake of the troubles where they may go through after Stephen dead. They may gone as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch. They preached the message, but only to the Jews then. But some of them will come from Cyprus and Cyrene, gone to Antioch and preached the good news about the Lord Jesus to the people then there, where they never drew. The power of the Lord may depend them, and a lot of people believe and turn to the Lord. The news about this fly and reach the apostle in the ears of Jerusalem, and then send Barnabas to Antioch. When Barnabas reached there and see how God blessed the people there, he me glad and encouraged the believer there to stay close to the Lord, no matter where he cast them. Barnabas me one good man when me the under the control of the Holy Spirit, and he me strong in his faith, and a lot of people me turn to the Lord. Then Barnabas left and gone to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he find her, he bring her back to Antioch. So for 1 whole year, Saul and Barnabas stay with the church there and teach 1 whole lot of people where come. They may write to Antioch, they may call the people that were believing in Jesus, Christian, for the first time. They may wrong the same time, some prophet come from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them were near Agabus, stand up with the power of the Holy Spirit pan her, and predicts that one bad time of starvation may want spread over all of the country there where the Roman government the rule over. This may happen when Claudius the emperor. So the believer then decide to send Russian for the other believer then the Judea district. Each of them get all where they could have get. So then do this and send a gift with Barnabas and Saul to the church elder then the Judea. Acts chapter 12. Wrong this time, King Herod start to persecute and arrest some of the believers there who belongs to the church. He start with James with a John brother. I get others to make them kill him with one sword. When he said that the Jews there were never believing that Jesus may like that, he gone after Peter and arrest him too. All of this happened during the time of the Jewish feast, when they eat bread were make without yeast. After Herod arrest Peter, he put her in a jail and put 4 sets of soldiers for guard her. And each set me got 4 soldiers. Herod me plan for put her on public trial after the Passover celebration. So they keep Peter in a jail. But the people there at the church me pray for her hard one. The night before Herod me for bring Peter out front of the people then for trial, Peter made a sleep between two guard. He may chain up with two chain, and two more guard me dep on duty at the gate for the jail. Sudden one, one angel from the Lord stand up front of Peter, and the cell light up with one bright light. The angel shake Peter and wake up and tell him, say,
hurry, get up.
Same time, the chain and drop off of Peter's hand. Then the angel say,
put on your belt and your sandals.
Peter do that. Then the angel say,
put your coat wrong yo and come with me.
Peter fall out of the prison. But the thing say that either he made a dream the whole thing or he made a similar vision. They pass the first guard station, then the second one, till they come that the iron gate will open out to the street will lead to the city. The gate open by itself without they even touch it. They walk through and down the street, and then sudden one, the angel disappear. That then Peter realize that he not made a dream. I say,
now I know say that this is not a dream, but it happened for true. The Lord sent one of the angel to rescue me from Herod's power and from everything where the Jewish people them think what happened to me.
When all of this sink in, he head for Mary's house. This Mary that me John Mark ma, that for she house when a lot of people me come together to pray for Peter. Peter knocked on the outside door, and one girl near Rhoda come to answer the door. When she recognized Peter Weiss, she was so happy and excited, she running back instead of open the door. She holler say that Peter de out there. Then tell her say,
you must crazy.
But he tell her say,
no man, that true.
So then say,
that a mossy Peter angel.
Meantime Peter de out there de knock and knock. At long last they open the door. And when they see her, they couldn't believe their eye. Peter hold up a hand and tell Lance,
on a quiet down.
Then he explain and tell him how the Lord bring her out of prison.
On a tell James and the rest of the believer then what happened to me.
I left and gone somewhere else. The next morning, big ruction there amongst the soldier then, because they never know where Peter get to. So they in a trouble. So Herod sent out the soldier then to look for Peter. But they couldn't find her nowhere. So Herod questioned the soldier then, where be the guard Peter, and then he sentenced them to death. Then Herod left Judea district and gone to Caesarea town and stayed there for a little while. Now Herod and the people then found Tyre and Sidon couldn't agree, and Herod may vex bad with them. So they sent one group for go see Herod. They managed to get Blastus help. He named Herod royal secretary. Then come beg Herod to make peace with them, because they may depend upon trade with Herod's country for their food. Upon the day when they may come see Herod, Herod dress up in a royal robe and sit down by the throne, and then he make one speech. The people and holler say,
this is the vice our God, that not the vice our ordinary man.
Same time, one angel from God strike down Herod. Worm start to eat out the inside. I dead. This is because he made it enjoy how the people that made it praise up. I never give God the glory. So more and more people hear the word of God and believe in Jesus. Barnabas and Paul finished for their work at Jerusalem. So they left there and carried John Mark with them to Antioch. Acts chapter 13. In the church of Antioch, I got some prophet and some teacher. Then I met Barnabas and Simeon, when I called Niger, and Lucius from Cyrene, and Manaen, when I grew up with Herod, when I met the ruler of Galilee, and Saul. While I met worship the Lord and fast, the Holy Spirit tell them, say,
I want to dedicate Barnabas and Saul for one special job where I got for them do.
So after them fast and pray some more, then put their hand upon them to bless them and send them off. So that the Holy Spirit send them out. First they go south of Cilicia and then they sail to the island of Cyprus. When they reach the town of Salamis, they start to preach to the Jews there in the place where they meet. John Mark met there with them to help them too. They travel through the whole island and then they reach Paphos. Deso, de mi tu and Drishman when me name by Jesus. He na me wa obe man na wa false prophet. He na me friend with Sir Josh Palos, whether me the governor of the island. This man, Sir Josh Palos, na me wa intelligent man. I sent for Barnabas and Saul for year when I got for say about the word of God. But by Jesus, who for name na me Elymas, in the Greek language, me de against Barnabas and Saul, and so me even try to discourage the governor from believing in Jesus. Now Saul, where then called Paul, me full up of the Holy Spirit. He watched by Jesus straight in his eye and said,
"You son of the devil, you're liar bad, and all you do are full of people. You're against everything we're righteous. Why you don't stop twist up the ways of the Lord? Now listen, ya, the Lord hand was the heavy upon you, and you are blind. You know I see the sun till when God ready to make you see again."
Same time when fog and darkness come upon by Jesus, I may have to find somebody to lead on boat. When the governor see what all happen, he may really surprised by the teaching of the Lord and believing in Jesus. Now Paul and his friend set out and sail from Paphos to Perga in a Pamphylia. Deso, John left me and gone back to Jerusalem. When they left Perga, they reached Antioch in a Pisidia. That made the Sabbath, so then gone to the Jewish meeting place and sit down there. After they read for Moses' law and for where the old time prophet them write, the leader there for the synagogue sent for them and said,
"Brothers, if you no go and leave word of encouragement for the people there, share it with we no."
Then Paul stand up and hold up his hand and say,
"Uno people of Israel are all a uno we fear God. Listen to me. The God of Israel pick we ancestor day and raise them up and make them to a big nation while them dead at Egypt. And he bring them out from there with fihi power. For about 40 years, he look after them and bear with them in the desert. He destroy 7 nations when me in a Canaan for them. Then he take their land and he give the people of Israel. All of this happened in about 450 years. After that, God get a judge for rule over them till when Samuel the prophet come. Then after that, them war a king. So God get a Saul when he rule over them for 40 years. He na me Kish son when I me find Benjamin tribe. Then after he move Saul, he put David as their king. This the way God said about David. A fine said that David was a Jesse's son, that the kind of man were close to my heart, because he would do all what I tell him to do. God me promised to send a savior for the people of Israel through this same David family line, and this savior that Jesus. Before Jesus me start the work, John may preach to all of the people of Israel that they should atone for their sin day and get baptized. Then same time when John may finish his work, he said to the people then, "Who would think me? Me the not the one under the wait fire, no? But yeah, he ain't call after me. And if he tell you the truth, me not even good enough to take off his sandals off of his foot. Me fellow Israelite then, whether Abraham descendant then, all of unu people whether not Jew will worship God, unu listen up, that we God send this message of salvation to. The people then will live at Jerusalem and their leader, they may never know say that the hinder the Savior. They never understand the prophet they neither. Even though they may read where they write every Sabbath, still yet they make the prophet word come true when they condemn Jesus. And even when they couldn't find no reason for giving the death sentence, they still ask Pilate to put her to death. Then when they don't do everything what the scriptures say about her, they take her down from the cross and bury her in our tomb. But God raised her back from the dead. And for a lot of days, they want when we used to travel with her from Galilee to Jerusalem, see her because he appeared to them. Now then they tell all of we people about him. So now we can bring the good news to Uno. Where God me promise with great-great-grandfather day come true for we now. He me promise say he will bring Jesus back to life. This is what the second psalm they talk about when he say,
you that my son, today I come to be your father. Because God may promise to bring Jesus back to life again, he now are dead again. This the in of the scripture we say, our give the same blessing day where me promise David. In our another psalm, he explain it clear one when he say, and now I make the body of the Holy One get rotten. He couldn't have said this about David. Because after David done the way God me want he do, he me dead. And they bury him. And for him body me rotten. But this never happened to Jesus because God raised her up back from the dead. My brothers, uno should have known that the true Jesus, the message about forgiveness of sin, they preach to uno. Everybody were trusting her, were free from all of their sin. Moses law couldn't set uno free. So no better mind say that where the prophet them say, no happen to uno. Them say, look here, uno will like take God word make poppy show. Uno will left the wonder and then drop dead. Because I did do something in a few uno days where uno would have never believe, even if somebody would have tried to explain it to uno.
As Paul and Barnabas made the left the meeting place, the people and asked them to come back, come talk to them about the same thing the next Sabbath. So after the people then left the meeting, while a lot of Jews and people who may join the Jewish religion, start to follow Paul and Barnabas. The apostle then talked to them and encouraged them to keep on to trust in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, nearly the whole city come to hear the word of God. But when the Jews then see the lot of people were come, they get jealous, so they contradict what Paul said and insult them. But Paul and Barnabas answered them without fear. Then say,
we may have to preach God's message to uno first. But like how uno no want hear it, that means say, uno no think uno self good enough to live with God forever. So we were left uno and God of the people then went on a Jew. This is the commandment where the Lord give it. And the make uno be your light for the people then went on a Jew. So that you could carry the message of salvation to people all over the world.
When the people there were not Jew hear this, they be glad and they praise God for his message. And all of them one where God may don't pick to live with them forever, put their faith in the Lord. The word of God spread right through the whole area. But the Jews then start to stir up antsness amongst the respectable lady there, when we love God, and the man there when we got high up position in the city. They make trouble for Paul and Barnabas and throw them out of the city. So the apostle then shake the dust off of their foot as one sign of judgment against them, and then go under Iconium. The believer then, the Antioch, may full of joy and they may full of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 14. When they reach Iconium, Paul and Barnabas go under the Jewish meeting place go and preach. They preach with so much fire that the lot of Jews and people who are not Jew may believe. But then Jews will never believe, try to poison the mind of them one will believe and turn them against Paul and Barnabas. In spite of that, Paul and Barnabas still stay there one long time. They never afraid to talk about the Lord. And the Lord showed them say that he may deal with them because he used them to work some great miracle. When the people see all of that, they never know what to believe. Some side with the Jewish leader there, and some side with Paul and Barnabas. Now some Jews and people who are not Jew, along with their leader then, made a plan to beat up Paul and Barnabas and stone them to death. But Paul and Barnabas hear about it, and they take off and go to Lyconia, where Paul and preach that the two cities are Lystra and Derbe, and the area around there. So they continue to preach the good news. When Paul made preach to Lystra, then they got this crippled man when they sit down in the crowd. This man may cripple for a barn. He may listen to Paul with all we got. Paul say how he listen to him. And he say that he may got faith to get healed. So Paul look straight in the eye and say, hard one.
Stand up straight by your foot.
The man jump up same time and start to walk. Well, when the crowd see what Paul do, they holler in the language say,
they are man a god in a human body.
Then decide say that Barnabas, that the Greek god was named Zeus, and Paul a Hermes, because he not the one who do all the talking. On top of that, the priest for the god Zeus me got one temple just outside of the town. Well, he come now and bring some bowl and lot of flowers that the city gate. And he and the people there, me want offer one sacrifice to them for worship now. Well, when Barnabas and Paul see what they happen, they tear their clothes for sure, say that they never like what the priest me want do. And they run in at the middle of the crowd and holler say,
"Man, da why uno de do this? We da man just like uno. We de have to tell uno the good news so that uno could turn from their worthless things and turn to the living God where make heaven and earth and the sea and everything in it. Way back in a before time days, God does make the nation then God in one way. But he does always get proof say he in that God because of the thing they way do. That he give no rain for heaven and give no crops in at the time. And that he give no food and he make no happy."
But Chuck, even with all of that, the apostle they make one hard time to stop the people then from sacrifice to them. Not too long after that, some Jews come from Antioch and Iconium and turn the same crowd against Paul. They stone Paul and then they drag him out of the city because they think he dead. But when the believer then stand up wrong, he get up and gone back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left and gone to Derbe. Paul and Barnabas preach the good news that the tongue at Derbe and a lot of people believing at the Lord. Then Paul and Barnabas gone back to Lystra, then to Iconium, and then to Antioch in Pisidia. Then me gang and encourage the believer then to stand up for their faith. He tell them say,
"We can't get in a God kingdom without go through a lot of troubles in a this life."
Paul and Barnabas speak out elders in all of the church then. Then pray and fast for them and put them in the hand of the Lord where they may believe in. After Paul and Barnabas gone through Pisidia, they come to Pamphylia. When they done preach the word of God to Perga, they move down to Attalia. From there, they sail back to Antioch, where they made the same city where they start out from. That there, the believer they may put them in a God hand, to do the work where they don't know. So when they reach Antioch, Paul and Barnabas gather all of the people then together and tell them about what all the Lord may do with them. Then tell them how the Lord make one way to make the people there where they're not true believing in him. Then stay with the believer then at Antioch one long time. Acts chapter 15. Some man from Judea come down to Antioch and they start teach the believer then where they're not true about circumcision. Then say,
"If uno not circumcised like how Moses last say, uno can't get saved."
Paul and Barnabas never agree with them, so big argument broke out. So the believer in the Antioch decide to make Paul and Barnabas, along with some other believer, go up to Jerusalem that the apostle there and the elder there, to find out where they got to say about the whole thing. So the church send them off, then travel through Phoenicia and Samaria, and then tell the believer then where they did about how people where they're not Jew may they get saved. The believer then there may only glad for hear this. When Paul and Barnabas then reach Jerusalem, the church people and the apostle there and the elders may only glad for see them. The believer there when may visit, tell them everything what may happen and how God used them. But some of the believer there when I'm a Pharisee get up and say,
"The people then when are not Jew, have a circumcised and so obey Moses law."
So the apostle there and the elder there decide for meet and talk about the problem. They spend one long time to talk about it. And then Peter get up and say,
"My brothers, uno know so that long time now, God may pick me from amongst uno for go preach the good news about Jesus to the people there, where they're not Jew, so that they could believe too. God know how man think, and he sure say that he accept them one where they're not Jew, when he give them the Holy Spirit, just like how he give we. God treat the people there where they're not Jew, the same way like how he treat we. Just like how we believe in her, they believe in her too. And he make their heart clean. Now, uno want get God back, sir, something? Why uno they put a heavy load upon the back of the believer then where they're not Jew? Not even we, nor if we ancestor then could have a back it. What happened? Uno not believe so that all of we get saved the same way by the grace of the Lord Jesus?
This shit now. They never got nothing more for say. And so, they listen whilst Barnabas and Paul tell them about all of the wonders and miracles then, where God did through them amongst the people then, where they're not Jew. When they're done, James take the floor. He say,
"Uno, listen up, brothers. Simon Peter may tell me how God may show say that he loved the people then where they're not Jew. So for the first time, he take out one people for himself for amongst them. The old time prophet them write about this same thing, because the scripture say, afterwards I will come back. I will raise up back David's kingdom when me fall down. I will fix up the ruins. I will build it up back again. The whole human race will look for me. And all of them will find me. Even the people name, whether not Jew, were marked with for me name, will look for me and find me. That the way the Lord may say. Then a thing he may show we. He may plan them for a long, long time back."
Then James gone on for say,
"That for me opinion, that we shouldn't trouble them people whether no Jew, we turn to God and force them to obey for we Jewish lording. What we could do, the right them one letter said that they not eat no food when we offer to idol. One man not for get sex with one woman if he not married to her. And they not eat blood or no meat we come from animal when we strangle. Uno know then the thing from way back, because Moses' law me the preach from then. And every Sabbath is still preached in at the Jewish meeting place in at every city."
Then the apostle there and the elders and the whole church decide to pick two men from the congregation and send them with Paul and Barnabas. They pick Judas, the one where he last named the Barsabbas, and Silas. Then I'm a two man where the church member them may really respect. Then I send one letter with them. That saw the letter read,
"We, the apostle then and the elders, send greetings to all our fellow believers when we are Jew, and we live in Antioch, and Syria, and Cilicia. We understand say that some of we man then fire, gone they gone telling us something we upset on, but we never send them. So they no got no authority for we. Now we call one meeting, and all of we make up with mind to send two men to uno, for telling them what we decide say. They want go along with their friend then, Barnabas and Paul, where the two men we put their life upon the line for sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we send Judas and Silas to uno. They want telling them exactly where we stand for. And so uno want say that the same thing where we write in the letter. The Holy Spirit said that uno no need no extra burden, and we agree. You only have to follow their rule. Uno no fi eat no food when me offer to idol. One man no fi get sex with a woman if he no married to her. And uno no fi eat blood or no meat we come from an animal when me strangle. He want do no good fi keep we from then the thing. Uno take care."
So the four men left out from Jerusalem and gone to Antioch. When they reached there, they called a meeting at the church and give them the letter. After the letter done reading at the church, everybody may happy and may feel encouraged. Judas and Silas then are my preachers. So then do a lot of preaching, they encourage the believer then and strengthen their faith. After they spend one good amount of time there, the believer then at Antioch send them back with them blessing to the believer then at Jerusalem, when we send them out in the first place. So Silas he decides that he want to stay at Antioch. Paul and Barnabas stay back to Antioch to preach and teach the word of God, along with the other preacher and teacher there, where they may get. After a few days, Paul said to Barnabas,
"Make we go back to the town where Paul may preach the word of God and see how the believer then do."
Barnabas agree and put it to Paul to encourage and mark with them. Paul never agree with that, because he said that you can't pen pan John Mark, because he may fit upon this mission with them. But he desert them upon failure. So Paul and Barnabas make a big heated argument over this, and then decide to go their own way. Barnabas scare Mark with him and sail gone to Cyprus. But Paul picked Silas to go with him. the believer in the Antioch put them in a God hand and send them off. So Paul and Silas traveled through Syria and Cilicia. They encouraged the church there in a them place there. Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas gone a Derbe first, and then a Lystra, which part they meet one believer named Timothy. For him that me one believer too. She that me one Jew, but the part of me Greek. The believer then a Lystra and Iconium, me talk good about Timothy. So Paul me want carry along with them upon their journey. But he circumcised Timothy first, so that the Jews that were living in that area not got nothing for say. Because they know so that Timothy part of me Greek. Then they travel from city to city, to tell the believer there what are the rules, where the apostle there and the elder there in Jerusalem may decide upon for they obey. So the church them grow stronger in their faith, and a lot more people join them. Next, Paul and Silas, along with Timothy, travel through Phrygia and Galatia, but they never go into Asia, because the Holy Spirit tell enough to preach them. When they reach the border of Mysia, they try for God at Bithynia, but Jesus' Holy Spirit never wanted to go there. So instead of go there, they go on through Mysia and down to Troas. That same night, Paul me got one vision. He see one man from Macedonia, they stand up and the beg and say,
"Come to Macedonia, come help we."
After Paul see the vision, we never waste no time to get ready for God at Macedonia. Because we know say that God me want to send with it to preach the good news to the people then there. We left and throw us in our ship and sailed straight across the Samothrace. And then the next day, we gone to Neapolis. From there, we gone to Philippi, where there was a Roman colony and one city in the first district of Macedonia. We stayed there for a few days. When the Sabbath day come, we gone by the riverside where we know say we might find one place where the Jewish people there may want to go pray. When we reach, we sit down and talk to the lady there, where me dede. One of the lady where me dede, that me Lydia from Thyatira. She does sell some expensive purple cloth. She that me one lady where me worship God, and the Lord open for she heart to believe the message where Paul preach. She and everybody in her house get baptized, and then she invite me to come stay with her. He say,
"If you don't believe, say, that I am a true believer in the Lord, then you stay with me."
He never done till he persuade me to stay at the house. One day as we met the God at the place for prayer, we meet one slave girl. She me got one evil spirit in her, we make it could have tell the future. Because of this, she does make a lot of money for the people that were me own her. He made a follow Paul, and the holler say,
"They are man that serve up for the Most High God. They tell her how you could get saved."
She gone out with this one goodly while, till Paul get tired of it. So one day, he just turned around and said to the evil spirit in the girl,
"In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you to come out."
Same time the evil spirit come out. Well, when fishy owner then realize that she may want can't make no more money for them, they may vex. So then grab Paul and Silas and drag them in front of the authority there in the public square. Then bring them in front of the Roman official there and accuse them, say,
"They are man the Jews, and they cause lot of trouble in a for we city. Then they teach things where they against for we law. We the Roman citizen, and we can't do them anything there."
Well, the crowd joined in for attack Paul and Silas. Then the official then tear the clothes off of Paul and Silas and add one whipping for them. After they don't get one good beating, then throw them in a jail and then tell the jailer to make sure he locked them up good. So the jailer follow the others and so throw them in at the cell where they way inside. And on top of that, he fastened their foot between two heavy blocks of wood. Round midnight, Paul and Silas made a prayer and sing hymns to God, and the other prisoner they made a listen to them. Sudden one serious earthquake shake the jail right down to the foundation. Same time, all of the doors then open up and all of the chains then drop off for all of the prisoner then. The jailer he wake up, and when he see that all of the doors then done open, He me think say that the prisoner them don't get away. So he haul out his sword and me want kill himself. But Paul holla pan tapa if I say,
stop! No kill yourself! All the way there!
The jailer holla if he want light. He dash in and fall down the trimble that Paul and Silas foot. Then he bring them out of the cell and ask them say,
mister, that way I could do for get saved?
The answer say,
believe in the Lord Jesus and you are saved. You and your whole family.
Then they preach the word of God to him and the rest of people there in a house. That night. But that same time the jailer take them and tend to them cut and bruise where they get. Then he and his whole family get baptized same time. Then they carry Paul and Silas upstairs in a house and give them things to eat. The jailer and his family may only happy because now they believe in a Jesus. The next morning, the Roman official then sent some police officer with the order say,
let go there, man.
So the jailer said to Paul,
one order come down from the Roman official then say that you and Silas could go. So uno could go and go in peace.
But Paul said to the police officer then,
they never find we guilty of no crime. Still let them beat we in a public and throw we in a prison. And they say that we're a Roman citizen. Now they want send we off in a secret. No way. They better can tell we that themselves and then let we go.
So the police officer then gone back and tell the Roman official then, where Paul me say, well, when they hear say that Paul and Silas that me Roman citizen, they me only frightened. So then gone themselves, gone tell them how they so sorry. Then they carry them themselves out of jail and ask them if he left the city. After Paul and Silas left the prison, then gone to Lydia house. They meet with the believer then there and give them words of encouragement and then they left. Acts chapter 17. Paul and Silas passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia. Then they reached Thessalonica. One Jewish meeting place was there at Thessalonica. And I'm a Paul habit, fi always find a meeting place anywhere you go. So for 3 straight Sabbath, he gone for reason with the people there. He explained the scripture to the people there and showed them proof so that the Christ have to suffer. And then he was raised up back from the dead. Paul tell them, say,
this Jesus we are talk about, that the Christ.
Some of them are convinced that this is true. And so then join Paul and Silas. Lot of Greek people may love God. And a lot of important lady from the city. May them monks them one we believe too. But the Jews then get jealous and they get together some worthless boy off of the street for start a riot and then turn the whole city upside down. Then go to Jason's house cause them think Sir Paul and Silas me dead. Cause them want drag them out front of the crowd. Paul and Silas never dead. So they hollow Jason instead, along with some other believer then when me dead. Then they carried in front of the city authority there and holla say,
they a man no cause nothing but trouble anywhere they go. Now they come up for wee city and Jason make them stay at his house. Then they broke Caesar law cause then they said that one another king there when ain't Jesus.
Well, look here. When the crowd and the city authority they hear this, they gone off. So the authority they in charge make Jason and the other believer then pay bail. And then they let them go. When night come down, the brethren hustle Paul and Silas out and send them to Berea. When they reach there, they go straight to the meeting place. The Berea, the people them are more willing to listen. Not like them one at Thessalonica. Well, then just made a wait for hear the message. Every day they study the scripture to see if what Paul said are true. While a lot of the Jews then believe, a lot of high up Greek lady, a lot of Greek man believe too. But same time, the Jews in Thessalonica hear said that Paul may preach the same message about Jesus that Berea. So then Conifico set up the people then against Paul. The brethren then never waste no time and then hurry send Paul down the coast. But Silas and Timothy stay back to Berea. The man from Berea were gone with Paul care under Athens and then they turn back. Paul tell them that when they reach back to Berea, they must tell Silas and Timothy if they can't come catch up with her as soon as they could. Whilst Paul made a wait for them one, he look round Athens and he feel sad when he see the latter idol there round the city. Paul gone at the meeting place where Paul could reason with the Jews then, and they one whether no Jew will worship God. Then every day he would have gone to the marketplace too. If you go talk to the people there where made there. He may meet up with some Epicurean and Stoic teachers too, and then got big argument with them. Some say,
that way this show off, know all they try to say.
When Paul preached to them about Jesus and how he may raise up back from the dead, some say,
he look like he talk about some God where we not know about.
So then care Paul front of the council where they call the Areopagus. Then say,
come tell we about this new religion.
The only thing where you tell we sounds strange to we, and we want to know more.
You see, the people in the Athens and the foreigners there when we live there, we love to hear new things and talk about new things all the time. So Paul stand up front of the council and say,
Uno man yada Athens, I notice that I'm only religious. Because as I'm the walk past, I'm the look for all of the idol they went on a worship. And I see what altar we mark to the God when nobody no know. Uno me the worshiper, and uno never even know. Well, now I was telling about him. He not the one we met the world and everything we in it. And because he not the Lord of heaven and earth, he no live in a no temple where human hand make. And besides that, for uno human hand can't tend to for he need there, because he no need nothing. That he give life and breath to everything, and he satisfy all of we needs. That he make all of the people there where they in the world for one man when near Adam. Then he scattered them all over the whole earth. That he fix the exact time and place where pardon if he live. God do all of this so that we would look for him and try find him. Because really and truly, God not there far from none of we. That he give the power to live and move and to make with there. Like where some of the own point they say, we that for him picked it in too. Like how we that God picked me, then we shouldn't even think say that God our idol, when man could think of to make far out of gold or silver or stone. First, God does tolerate all of this because people never know better. But now he command everybody, everywhere, to do it with the idol and worship only he one. You see, he done fix what day when he would judge the people there in the world, fair one. And Jesus, that the man where he don't pick, fi do the judging for him. God proves that he would do that when he bring the same Jesus back from the dead.
When they hear Paul talk about how somebody may raise up back from the dead, some of them laugh at him, but some other ones say,
we want to hear more about this later.
So Paul left the meeting. But some man join up with Paul and then believe. Monk said I'm a Dionysius, whether I'm a member of the city council, and one lady named Damaris, and some other one. Acts chapter 18. After this, Paul left Athens and gone to Corinth, where Paul meet Aquila, whether I'm a Jew where born Pontus. He may just come from Italy along with the wife Priscilla. Then left because Claudius, whether me the emperor, me order all of the Jews then fi left Rome. Paul can see Aquila and Priscilla. And like all them does make tent for sell just like Paul, he end up to stay with them and work with them. Every Sabbath, Paul would have got at the Jewish meeting place. I would have argued with the Jews then and the Greek people then. They try getting to believe in a Jesus. When Silas and Timothy come from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time to preach to the Jewish people then. They try to convince them that Jesus that made the Christ. But cho, they turn against Paul and start to say all kind of bad things about him. So Paul shake off the dust from half his clothes. For sure say, he not got nothing to do with them again. I tell them say,
if you don't cut on yourself off from God, you don't got on your own self to blame. I not responsible again. For you go back, I will go to the people there where they not Jew.
So Paul left them and go and live at Titus Justus' house. He and me one man will worship God. I may live right side of the Jewish meeting place. Crispus am the leader of the meeting place. And he may come for belief in the Lord, along with everybody in his house. lot of other people from Corinth, when we hear the message, we believe too, and they get baptized. Then one night, the Lord come to Paul in our vision and said to him,
"Not afraid, but talk out. Not keep quiet. I be with you, and no man can put one hand upon you and harm you. And besides that, I got a lot of people in this city who believe in me."
So Paul settled down there for 1 year and a half to teach the people then the word of God. During that time, one man named Gallio turned governor of Achaia. Well, the Jews then come together and grab Paul and carry on a court in front of Gallio. Then say,
"This man is trying to convince people to worship God in our way we go against the wheel."
Paul may want answer for defend himself, but same time Gallio start talk, he say,
"Listen to the Jews. If this time we case we involve some crime or the other, I mean we listen to no. But this time we argument about the own words and name about the own Jewish law. So on a see about that on own self. Me not the judge then the thing there."
So Gallio drive them out of the court. Well then, they turn upon Sosthenes, the leader of the meeting place, and beat him up right front of the courthouse. But Gallio never paid them no mind. Paul stayed at Corinth with the believer then for a good number of days. Then he left there and sailed for Syria, along with Priscilla and Aquila. Before he set sail, he shaved his head at Cenchrea, for sure said that he keep one vow away make to God. They reached Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila, and he went gone in a Jewish meeting place to talk with the Jews then. They made the accent to stay with them a few more days, but they tell them said that he couldn't stay. But when he made the left, he promised them that he would have come back if God willing. Then Paul set sail for Ephesus. He next stopped at Caesarea, and from there, he gone and visit the church at Jerusalem, and then he sailed gone to Antioch. Paul spent one lead time at Antioch, and then from there, he visits from one place to the next, all over Galatia and Phrygia. And everywhere where he go, he helped the believer there to get stronger in their faith in the Lord. Now one Jew named Apollos from Alexandria called Ephesus. He never one good speaker, and he may know one whole lot about the scripture. Somebody may teach him about the way of the Lord Jesus. So he talk out about Jesus with all way me got, and way me the semi correct. The only bad thing that me that he never hear the whole story. He may only hear about Jesus from what John the Baptist me said. But he talk about way me know without afraid when he got at the Jewish meeting place. That they saw Priscilla and Aquila hear him. So they invite Apollos to their house, and they follow in and teach him good about the way of the Lord Jesus. Meantime, Apollos made a think about God of Greece, and the believer they encourage him to go. So they write the other believer then to Greece and ask them to welcome Apollos. When he get there, God really use him to strengthen all of them one who may turn believers through the grace of God. Because he could have argued with the Jews then and beat them in a public debate and prove in the scripture that Jesus is the Christ. Acts chapter 19. So then, while Apollos made it at Corinth, Paul made a travel through the upper part of that area, and then he reached Ephesus, where Paul find quite a few believers. He asked them, say,
"Uno me get the Holy Spirit when uno me believe?"
They say,
"No, we no even know what you mean by the Holy Spirit."
Paul asked them, say,
"Well, what kind of baptism uno me get in?"
They answer, say,
"The baptism where John me preach about."
Then Paul explained to them, say,
"John baptism that me fi make uno show say that uno turn from uno sin ne. But remember, it tell uno say that uno fi go on from there and believe in the one where they come after him, and that one that Jesus."
When they hear this, they get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul put a hand upon them and the Holy Spirit come upon them, and they start to talk in tongues and they start to prophesy. That about 12 of them this may happen to. During the next 3 months, Paul would have got at the Jewish meeting place every day. I never afraid to argue with the people there and try to convince them about God's kingdom. But some of them were only stubborn and wouldn't believe. Instead, then start to say wicked things about the way of the Lord Jesus right front of everybody. So Paul left there alone and decide to move out with the disciple then. Then Ghana Tyrannus lecture hall and Paul teach there every day. Paul continued with the teaching for 2 years, and because of that, all the Jews then and all the Greek people that are living in Asia may come to hear the word of the Lord. Then God started to perform some great and powerful miracle through Paul. People carry even the hanky and apron they will touch Paul and put them upon their sick and they get healed. Not only that, but the evil spirit then left them too. Well, then got some Jews will travel around to drive out evil spirit. Then try to use the name of the Lord Jesus too. Then say to the evil spirit then,
I command you, in the name of Jesus where Paul preach, fi come out.
Now you may got 7 son of one Jewish high priest named Sceva when may they do this. But when they give the command, the evil spirit tell them, say,
I know Jesus and I know Paul, but now who you?
And the man when may got the evil spirit jump on them and give them one beating so bad that they run out of the house naked, battle up and they bleed. When the Jews there and the Greek people that were living in Ephesus hear this, they may frighten bad, and they realize that they better honor the name of the Lord. Lot of the one who believe in Jesus and when may they do obia, come out in the open and confess it. Some of the one who may they do obia or black magic, bring them black magic book them and burn them up in a public. When they calculate how much the book them what, it would have may come up to about 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of God may powerful. I gone out everywhere. And more people believe. After all of this happened, the Holy Spirit lead Paul to go to Jerusalem. And by the way, he passed through Macedonia and Achaia. Paul said,
after I go to Jerusalem, I must go to Rome too.
Paul may got 2 helpers when near Timothy and Erastus. He sent them head on to Macedonia while he stayed back in Asia for a little while. Round the same time, big trouble start up in Ephesus sake of the way of the Lord Jesus. The trouble start with one man named Demetrius, where does make thing out of silver. He makes only silver temple where look just like the real temple, where they go worship the goddess Diana. The one who work for Demetrius make lot of money. Well, he call them together along with the other workman that were in the same business, and he tell them, say,
Ala uno, listen up. Uno know say that this business bring in lot of money for we. Now we must say and hear how not only the Ephesus, but everywhere in Asia, this man Paul him the inveigle people to believe say that God will make with human hand and no real God at all. Because of this, for we business won't get bad name. Not only that, people don't respect the temple of the great goddess Diana no more. And Diana itself, where everybody in Asia and all over the world worship, want come to nothing, and everybody want forget all about she.
When the crowd hear this, then get begs bad and start to holler.
Diana, Ephesus, great!
One crowd start together, and before you know it, riot start in the city. The crowd rush and grab Gaius and Aristarchus, where them 2 Macedonian men, when me they travel with Paul. Then drag them gone to the stadium where they hold a public meeting. Paul himself may want to go in there to talk to the crowd, but the believer then never alone. Even some of the officials there, whether my friend, send one message for tell her not to go in there. Lot of noise and confusion with the inside. Some of the people then may they holler one thing, and some of them want another thing. In fact, most of them never even know that why they may did it. The Jewish leader then push one man named Alexander up the front to explain where they happened. Then may they holler tell him what he say. He put up his hand for silence and open his mouth to start explain. But when the crowd find out that he now a Jew, all of them start to holler together say,
Diana, Ephesus not the greatest!
Then keep this up for 2 hours. At last, the city clerk could have quiet them down and so talk to them. He said,
Uno people are Ephesus. Everybody knows that the city of Ephesus that is center for the great Diana. Because I saw she statue may fall down from heaven. Nobody can say that they're not true. So then, when you must calm down and not do nothing stupid, they a man will not bring no guilty and nothing bad. They not say nothing bad about the goddess, and they never thief nothing for your temple. If Demetrius and the other worker then got anything against them, make them carry them case to the court. That the way the court did effer. And if you not got a complaint against them, then could settle them there at the regular legal citizen meeting. Because if we not got no good reason for what happened today, the Roman government could call we up for cause the riot.
After he done said this, the city clerk dismissed the meeting. Acts chapter 20. After the riot done and things get back calm, Paul sent for the believer then. He tell them things to encourage them and tell them goodbye. And then he left and gone to Macedonia. As he passed through the different city then, he would have stopped and give the people there a lot of encouragement. Then he stopped after Greece for 3 months. And he made get ready for sail to Syria when he find out that the Jews them made a plan for kill him. So Paul decided to go back through Macedonia. There are the man that made the travel with Paul. Sopater, whether Epirus from Berea son, and Aristarchus, and Secundus from Thessalonica. Then I'm Gagaios from Derbe, and Tychicus, and Trophimus from Asia, and then Timothy. Then go ahead and wait for we the Troas. Then we sail from Philippi after the Passover celebration. And 5 days later, we meet up with the other one then, the Troas, where Paul will spend 1 week. The Saturday evening, when we get together for eat and for celebrate communion, Paul made a preach. And because he made a plan for left the next day, he preached long till after midnight. The upstairs room where Paul made meet may light up with lot of lamp. One young man near Eutychus made a sit down upon the windowsill. Paul made a talk and talk, and Eutychus made a get sleepier and sleepier till he fell sung asleep and dropped through the window from the third story to the ground. When they pick up, he may done dead. But Paul come down and throw himself on her and hug up. He tell them, say,
"No worry, the boy alive."
Then he gone back upstairs, gone eat and celebrate communion with them. After that, Paul talked to them till morning when the sun rose, and then he left. As for the boy, they could have made him home alive, so they may really feel good about that. Paul may arrange, say, that we would have go by ship to Assos, while he go by road and join up with we. So when we meet under Assos, he come on board the ship with we, and we sail for Mytilene. The next day we set sail and we reach Cras from Chios. The day after that, we reach Samos. And 1 day later, we reach Miletus. Paul decides that he now has stopped at Ephesus, because he never wants to spend no time at Asia. He made a hurry to get at Jerusalem, if possible, in time for the celebration of Pentecost. But when he landed at Miletus, he decides to send one message to the church elder at Ephesus, to come down to the boat, come meet with them when they land. When they reach, he tells them, say,
"Oh no, no, say that from the first day I set foot in Asia, how I may stand. I may do the Lord work humble one and with tears, even though I gone through a lot of trials and testing with them Jews when they knock head to get against me all the time. Oh no, no, say that I never afraid to preach anything where would I help or no. I never afraid to teach you in a public, nor go from house to house. I got one message for the Jews day and for the Greek day, that they must turn from their sin day and turn to God and put their faith in the Lord Jesus. And now the Holy Spirit tell me say that I forgot at Jerusalem, even though I don't know what happened to me there. The Holy Spirit only tell me say that jail and suffering will follow me to every city. But for me life, no worth nothing if I don't use it to do the work where the Lord Jesus give me to do. That if he tell everybody the good news about the grace of God. And now, I know say that none of you where I gone about the preach to about God's kingdom will see me face again. I can make it plain say that if any of you end up the hell, that don't sake of me. Because I may make sure that I preach the message where God give me to you.
Now on a half of the pound of guard. And make sure that you take care of yourself and the flock where the Holy Spirit put you as shepherd over. This flock that the church where God buy with for his own blood. And know, say, that as soon as I turn my back, false teachers will come in for the kill like wild wolf. It will come to the point where you are getting one right for amongst you, where we change up the truth for try win the believer then pound for the inside. So the pound of God, as you remember how night and day for 3 years I teach you and shed tears over every one of you. Now I put you in a God hand. And you not forget the message about for his grace. This message will build up your faith and give you all that belongs to you, sake of where you the God people then. I want to remind you to say that I may never red eye when it comes to money and clothes. Uno self knows say that they and hand used to work hard to take care of my needs and to take care of day one where me deal with me too. In everything where I do, I left one example for you to follow that uno fi take care of day one where weak. Because remember say that the Lord Jesus himself me say, God bless you more when you give than when you get.
When Paul finished say this, he kneeled down and prayed with all of them. All of them start to cry as they hug up and kiss on goodbye. We make them feel more sad that when Paul tell them that they no one see face again. Then they take their last walk with Paul down to the ship. Acts chapter 21. At last we manage to tear ourselves and them. And we sail straight for the island across. The next day we reach Rhodes. And from there we go on to Patara. That's how we find one ship when we go in a Phoenicia. So we go on board and set sail for there. Upon way to Tyre, we pass the island where near Cyprus pa we left. When we reach Tyre, where they in Syria, the ship stop there for unload. That's how we find some local believer and stay with them for 1 week. Then one part that the Holy Spirit tell them say that enough for God at Jerusalem. But when the time come for board the ship again, we left and continue with journey. All of the believers, along with their wife and picnic, come see we off. Then walk along with we till we get out of the city. Before we left, we pray with them right upon the beach. After we say goodbye, we board the ship and then go home. We continue with journey from Tyre and go and show the Ptolemies. Whereupon we greet the believer then and stay with them for 1 day. The next day we left. And then we reach Caesarea. That's how we stayed at Philip, whether the evangelist. And he na me one of the 7 deacon ne. He me got 4 daughters were never married, and when me got the gift of prophecy. We me dead there for several days when one prophet went near Agabus, come from Judea. He come to we. I take Paul belt and tie up for him own hand and foot with it. Then he say,
this the way the Holy Spirit say. This that the same way how the Jews then the Jerusalem want tie up the owner of this belt and hand over to the people then where they are no Jew.
When we hear this, all of us where they travel with Paul plus the local believer then, big Paul no figure at Jerusalem. But Paul answers it.
The why of the ball and the tribe broke my heart. I ready not only for the tie me up, but for dead for the Lord that Jerusalem. If I have to.
When we say that we couldn't change your mind, we give up and say,
if that the Lord will, we'll make it be so.
After this, we get ready and pack up with things and go to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples then from Caesarea may come with we. And then carry that this man house where my name Nason. He na me from Cyprus and na me one believer from the early days. The believer then at Jerusalem give one warm welcome when we reach there. The next day, Paul and all of the gang and see James. All of the elder them did there. Paul healed them and then he tell them everything in a detail what God may do through him amongst the people there what are not true. When they hear all of them thing there, they praise the Lord. But they said to Paul,
my brother, you see how lot of Jews believe? And all of them only strict when it comes to keep Moses' law. They hear say that you de teach all of the Jews that will live amongst people, whether no Jew, that they not have to do what Moses said, like circumcising picnic, nor follow for we custom day. so that what we can do about this? They want definitely hear say that you come. So do what we tell you. You got 4 men who make a vow to God. Go along with them and join in at them washing ceremony and pay for them so that they could shave their head. Then everybody will know say that the story then, where they hear about you, that not true, because you keep the law still. No concerning them believer then whether no Jew, we may don't write then that they not have a follow for we custom then. But they must keep their rule. They not eat no food when we offer to idol. They not eat blood, nor no meat we come from animal when we strangle. Our man not got sex with a woman if he not married to her.
The next day, Paul gone with the man then and gone through with the washing ceremony along with them. Then he gone in at the temple to make everybody know say that after the 7 days of washing finish, he may want offer sacrifice for each one of the 4 men there. Before the 7 days could have been done, some Jews from Asia say Paul in at the temple. They stir up one whole crowd against her and then hold on down. Then they start to holler say,
"All of no man where a Jew can help with. This is the man where they go wrong to teach everybody against for we people, against for we law, against this temple. Not only that, but if fierce enough to bring some people where not Jew in at the temple, I'll bring shame upon this holy place."
You see, them is the Trophimus, whether me from Ephesus, along with Paul earlier. So them me think say that this man me gone in at the temple with Paul. Well, the whole city may turn upside down. People come to run from all sides, then grab Paul and drag him out of the temple and then shut the gate quick one back at him. They would have killed Paul if word never reached the ears of the commander of the Roman army at Jerusalem that riot made the start. Fast one, he added out some soldier and officer and charged down upon the crowd. When the crowd see the soldier then stop beat Paul. The commander come and arrest Paul and tell the soldier then for tying up with 2 chains. Then he asks the people then that who Paul and the way he do. Some holler one thing and some holler something else. The commander couldn't make no sense out of what they made it say. So he added his soldier then for carry Paul to the barracks. When Paul reached the step, the people then made a rail up and go on so bad that the soldier then may have a high spell upon his shoulder to carry on through the crowd. The crowd followed them, they holler,
"Kill her! Kill her!"
Just as the soldier them want to carry Paul in at the barracks, Paul asks the commander,
"I could tell you something."
He tell Paul,
"I never know you could talk Greek. You are not the Egyptian when we stir up trouble against the government some years back and carry 4,000 terrorists with her in at the desert."
Paul answer and say,
"No, me that was Jew. And I, that was citizen of Tarsus in Cilicia, where our important city, I de ask your permission to talk to the people there."
The man give Paul permission, and Paul stand up on the top step. Paul hold up a hand for the people and get quiet. The people get quiet, and then he talk to them in a finan Jewish language. Acts chapter 22. Paul say,
"My fellow Jews, young and old, listen me can explain what happened."
When the crowd hear Paul talking for their language, they get more quiet. Then Paul continue for say,
"I that was Jew were born at the city of Tarsus, where they in the country of Cilicia, and raised up in this city. I that me one of Gamaliel's student then, and I'm well educated in every single law of we ancestor then. In fact, I am as passionate when it comes to obey God as any other today. I just give the people that will follow the way of the Lord Jesus hard times so much that I even get somebody killed. I used to arrest man and woman alike and put them in a jail. You could ask the chief priest or anybody where in the council of leaders and they will tell you that not true. They may even give me some letter so that I could carry them to the Jewish council at Damascus. So I could arrest people there and bring them back to Jerusalem, make them punish them. But it so happened that one day, when I was going to Damascus, sudden one, where bright, bright light flashed round me from heaven. This time around midday, I dropped the ground, and I hear a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, the why you de persecute me? And I answer say, the who you, Lord? Then he answer say, I that Jesus from Nazareth, the one where you de persecute. The people then where me there with me, me see the light, but they never hear where he me de say to me. Then I say, where I fi do, Lord? The Lord answer me say, get up and go to Damascus. Deso, you will learn where all you fi do for me. The light me so bright that it blind me, and I couldn't see where I'm going. So the man there where me there with me, me have to hold my hand and lead me to Damascus. When I reached Damascus, a man when he Ananias come call see me. He me strict when he come to keep the law, and so the Jews they does respect him. Well, he come to me and say, Brother Saul, get back your sight. Since the time I look up and I could have seen him. Then Ananias explained to me, say, the God of my ancestor, they pick you for know for he will, and for see the righteous one, and for hear the very word they find him out. You will be for he witness, for go all about and tell everybody where you see and hear. So where you the wait for? Get up and go get baptized and call upon the Lord for wash where you sin me. After I gone back to Jerusalem, I gone to the temple for pray. Whilst I'm in the prayer, I see a vision. I see the Lord, they say to me, hurry up and get out of Jerusalem fast, cause the people, they know and listen to what your gaffer say about me. And then I say, but Lord, they won't listen, cause they know say that I never used to joke when it come to arrest and lock up and beat up the one who used to believe in you. And when they made murder Stephen, who used to preach about you, me they stand up right there, they agree with them. And I even made the holy clothes for day one when made the stone. But the Lord said to me, left Jerusalem right now and go. I did send you far, far, yeah, to the people there where they're not Jew.
The crowd made listen to Paul, good, good one, till they said that they're going at the people there where they're not Jew. Well, that then they start holler say,
killer! He not fit to live by earth. Killer!
So then they holler. So they holler off the coat and throw dust in the air. That the when the commander ordered the soldier then for care for in the barracks. So that they could beat her. And so find out that where they got against her. While the soldier then made the tie up Paul for beat her, Paul asked one of the officers then when they stand up close to her.
Tell me, illegal to beat a Roman citizen before on a triana court?
When the officer hear this, he hurry gone at the commander and say,
that way you do, this man that one Roman citizen?
The commander gone straight to Paul and ask and say,
tell me, you don't want Roman citizen?
Paul tell and say,
yes, I don't want Roman citizen.
The commander say,
well, I may pay you a lot of money for being a Roman citizen.
But Paul tell us, eh?
I born a Roman citizen.
The man that woman want beat Paul and question her back off same time. The commander himself may frighten when he realized that they put a Roman citizen in a chains. No, the commander may really want to know for certain that why the Jews them are there after Paul. So he take off the chain then. I added chief priest there and the whole council ficon together. Then he bring Paul front of them. Acts chapter 23. Paul looked straight upon the member there and the council and say,
brethren, up to this day I live my life with a clear conscience front of God.
Then Ananias, whether me the high priest, tell some man when me the next to Paul for lick a in a mouth. When Paul hear that, he say,
the me you will lick, God will lick you down, you hypocrite. You are just like the whitewash wall. You will judge me with the law, but you yourself the broke the law when you the look for slap me.
Then one woman they stand up, they say,
Da, how dare you? You can't talk like that and insult the high priest where God put there.
Paul say,
brethren, I never knew that he named the high priest. I have to admit that the scripture do say you're not to talk bad about your leader.
By this time, Paul realized that some of the men are Sadducee and some are Pharisee. So he holla say,
brethren, I the Pharisee and the son of a Pharisee. They hold me in a discourse because I believe that one day the dead will raise up back to life.
Well, when Paul said that, argument broke out between the Pharisee them on one side and the Sadducee them on the other side. You see? The Sadducee them said that when somebody done dead, they don't want to come back to life again. And they don't believe in an angel nor spirit neither. But the Pharisee them believe in all of that. So big commotion me there. Some of the teacher of the law belongs to the Pharisee party then get hot and jump up the set.
We no find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose that our spirit or our angel they talk to him.
Well, the quarrel get hotter and hotter. So the commander decide to do something because he afraid that they no want tear Paul to pieces. He ordered the soldier there to get Paul out of there and carry him back to the soldier barracks. That night, the Lord come to Paul and say,
"Not give up, Paul. Same way how you witness about me at Jerusalem, that is same way you want have a witness about me at Rome."
The next morning, some Jews come together and they make one vow say that they no want eat nothing nor drink nothing till they kill Paul. That may over 40 of them will make this vow. All of them come together and go in front of the chief priest there and the other Jewish leader there and tell them say,
"We vow amongst ourselves that we know I eat nothing and we know I drink nothing till we done kill Paul. So what you could do, that pretend say you want to find out more from Paul about this whole matter. So make Unu and the council ask the commander to bring him back so Unu could question him. Then before he even confront Unu, we want to kill him."
But Paul never hear about the plan. At the same time, he gone under the barracks gonna tell Paul. Paul called one of the officers there and tell her, say,
"Care this young man that the commander, he got something important to tell him."
So the officer carried him to the commander and explained, say,
"The prisoner when you Paul, ask me to carry this young man to you, because he got something to tell you."
The commander carried the boy one side so nobody could hear. And he asked her, say,
"Now what you want to tell me?"
Paul never tell her, say,
"Sir, some Jews are asking to bring Paul to the council tomorrow, and they will pretend say they want to ask her some questions to get more information. But please not believe what they say. Come more than 40 men were the hide along the way if you jump on her and kill her. All of them make a vow say that they know I eat nothing, nor drink nothing till they kill Paul. They don't got everything set. They only they wait for the go ahead for you."
Before the commander sent with the young man, he wanna say,
"Don't make nobody know say you tell me this."
So now the commander called two of the officers and tell them say,
"Get together 200 soldiers for God of Caesarea and 70 men per house and 200 soldiers with spear where one travel per foot. I want them ready for march by 9 o'clock tonight. Paul will need some house too for travel pan. I want you carry a safe one to Felix the governor."
So the commander write one letter like this:
"From Claudius Lysias to Your Excellency the Governor Felix, greetings. This man may get arrested by some Jews when I want to kill him. But same time, I come with my soldier then and rescue him. Come, my land say that he and me were a Roman citizen. After that, I carry him in front of the council to try to find out the way me do. I soon find out, say, that there is something to do with fidei religious lading. There is nothing where me deserve death nor lock up. But later now, somebody can tell me about our plan for killing. Right away, I send on to you. I don't tell me that whatever charge they got against her, for make them bring it to you. Please take charge of this matter."
So that night, the soldier then carry Paul to the city of Antipatris, as they may order them to do. Then the soldier then went with on foot, turned back and gone to the barracks at Jerusalem, whilst the soldier then on horse carried Paul to Caesarea. When they reached Caesarea, then carried Paul and the letter straight to Governor Felix. He read it, and then he asked Paul that what country he come from. Paul answered, say,
Cilicia.
Then the governor said,
well, I want to hear your case as soon as they want to regard the case against your con.
Then the governor added that they lock up Paul in at the prison at Herod Palace. Acts chapter 24. 5 days later, Ananias, whether the high priest, gone down to Caesarea along with some of the Jewish leader there, and one liar was named Tertullus, for lay out the case against Paul front of the governor. Then bring in Paul, and Tertullus start the case against her. This the way he say,
Honorable Felix, and for you wise rule, we nation got peace for a long time now, and you make lot of change for the better. All the way, every way, really grateful for all we you do for we. Now, I don't want to bother you, but just gotta leave patience with me and listen to me for a few minutes. This man here, that was a troublemaker, and he really likes stir up fire amongst the Jews there all over the world. He that a ringleader for a religious party when he had a Nazarene there. He even tried for disrespect for we temple. And so, we arrest him. And we want triumph in Brockwilla. But see a time, the commander listens he come and manhandle her for we. Then the other, that they one we accuse her must confront her you. You will find out that they think you are the said are true when you question her yourself.
The other Jews that were made, they start joining say.
That true way they say.
Then the governor nod to Paul for making know that them if he turn for talk now. So Paul start, he say.
I know, sir, that you that were judge over this nation for latter years. So I stand up front of you, happy if you lay out my case to you. You could find out easy one that the only 12 days since I died at Jerusalem, the worship at the temple. I never argue with nobody at the temple. I never stir up no trouble for make people want riot in at the Jewish meeting place, Nerpan Street. No way them man ya could approve the thing they were send me do. I have to tell you though, that the truth said that I follow the way of the Lord Jesus. Where they said I was wrong way. I must tell you said though, that I worship the God of we ancestors day. And I strongly believe the law and all where the prophet they write. I got for me hope and confidence in a God, just like them man ya, that one day God will raise up the righteous and the wicked. Because of this, I always try my best to keep a clear conscience with God and man in everything we do. I'm gone away for quite a few years, and I come back to Jerusalem now to bring money to help my Jewish people there and to offer sacrifice to God. That me while I'm going to go through the ceremony to make myself clean in front of God, that day one we got it against me can stir up trouble. No crowd never the wrong me. What's a no riot? That some Jews from Asia will start the whole thing. And for see that they're not there today, for say that wedding against me. Well, I suppose the one were there could have said that what crime the Jewish council find me guilty of. The only thing where I could think about that maybe they could have said I'm guilty of, that when I stand up front of them and holler say, a depart trial front of uno today, because I believe say that God will make them people were dead come back to life again.
Then Felix, do him know everything about the way of the Lord Jesus? Never want make one decision same time. So he decide to adjourn the case. He say,
uno wait till Commander Lysias come. Then I want decide the case.
Felix added the officer who was in charge for keep Paul and the girl, but give her some freedom so that the friend then could come visit her. And so take care of her. Some days later, Felix come with the wife Drusilla, whether me one Jew. He sent for Paul to contact to them about the faith in Christ Jesus. He and his wife listen good. Paul reason with them about righteousness and self-control and judgment when one come. When Felix hear all of this, he get frightened. So he say,
that da enough for right now. You could go. When I got time again, I was sent for you.
Now Felix made the hope said that Paul would have bribed him with money for let him go. So he start to send Farah more and more for talk to him. Whole of 2 years pass like this. And then when new man take over from Felix, named Porcius Festus. When Felix made the left, he left Paul right there in a prison because he wanted the Jews them one favor. Acts chapter 25. 3 days after Festus made the Caesarea as the governor, he gone up to Jerusalem. There so, the high priest and the Jewish leader there meet with Festus and start telling all what they may accuse Paul of. Then beg Festus one favor to send Paul back to Jerusalem. Actually, they plan them to lay wait Paul and kill him when they bring him on the way. But Festus tell them say that Paul was stay right there at Caesarea, because he himself going back there directly. So he tell them say,
make uno leader then go back there with me. If Paul do anything wrong, uno could start uno case down there.
Festus stay with them 8 or 10 days, and then he gone back to Caesarea. The very next day he take a place as judge. Then he get others for them bring in Paul. The minute Paul walk in at the courtroom, the Jews that were come down from Jerusalem, then surround him and they start to accuse him about some serious things when they couldn't prove. Paul stand up for defend himself and say,
sir, I no commit no crime against the Jewish law, nor the temple, nor against Caesar.
Then Festus, say that he may want to please the Jews then, ask Paul say,
you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial front of me there?
But Paul answer say,
no, sir. I not done the stand for trial front of Caesar court right now. So I no say, why you can't try me right here? You well know, sir, that I not do the Jews there nothing. If I do something where deserve death, I no mind for dead. But if I innocent, then neither you nor nobody no got no right to hand me over to thee. Make Caesar itself try me.
Festus talk it over with the advisor there. And then he tell Paul, say,
you ask for Caesar trial, so that's Caesar you're going to.
Now some time later, King Agrippa and his sister Bernice come to heal Festus. Then they there for several days. And during that time, Festus talk over Paul's case with the king. He say,
we got one prisoner here where Felix left for we ten too. When I'm dead at Jerusalem, the chief priest there and the Jewish leader then press charges against her. And want a sentence her to death. Well, of course, me Mickey's point out today that we Romans not do things so. We not sentence nobody without hearing the case first. We have to make sure that the man get one chance to face the accuser then and defend himself. So when the Jews then condone you with me for the case, I never waste no time. The very next day, I take my seat in at the court and order them for bringing Paul. When they start to throw them charges on Paul, that means nothing to do with the kind of crime I may expect. That means something to do with their religion. About somebody when he and Jesus were done dead, but where Paul insists on me alive. I never know what to do to get to the bottom of this whole thing. So I asked Paul if he would have want to go up to Jerusalem to stand trial there for the charges against him. But Paul said, he want to keep on right at Caesarea till Caesar could decide what to do about him. So I order for them to carry him back to jail till I could arrange for send him to Caesar.
Agrippa tell him, say,
you know what? I would have liked to fear the man myself.
So Festus answer, say,
well, look, you hear him tomorrow.
So the next day, Agrippa and Bernice make one grand entrance in at the auditorium with a lot of show. All the big shot there and the army officer them dead. Then Festus ordered them to bring out Paul. Festus get up and say,
King Agrippa, and everybody where they are, this that the man where the Jews there are, and then one from Jerusalem, they holla say that they want him dead. But in a for me opinion, he not do nothing to make him dead. Anyhow, he asked for a trial front of Caesar. And so, I decide to send her to Rome. But I don't know where I want to write tell Caesar about this man. So I bring her front of Uno, and especially front of you, King Agrippa, so that after Uno examine her, maybe I might get something for write. Because for me, It don't make no sense to send one prisoner away to Caesar if we not got no charge against her.
Acts chapter 26. Then Agrippa said to Paul,
"Go ahead and talk and defend yourself."
So Paul raised his hand and started to talk. He said,
"King Agrippa, there were good things said at the front of you to defend myself against all of them things where the Jews and they accused me about. Because I know said that you that were expert when it comes to Jewish custom and all of them issues where they like argue about. So I ask you to listen and got patience with me. All the Jews, they know how I live when I'm young. They know how I spend my whole life. The first part of my life, I'm living in my own country. And after that, I can't live at Jerusalem. They know me for a long time. And if they're willing to admit it, either I'm a staunch member of the Pharisee party, whether the strictest branch of a wee religion. And now, look how I did on trial, because I talk so that I believe the promise where God made to we ancestors. That are the same promise where the 12 tribes of we people then they look forward to. And that's why they worship God day and night. Your Majesty, the sake of the same promise, the Jews then they accuse me. I don't know why none of us not believe say that it's possible that God could raise people from the dead. Me myself, me think that I should have done everything I could against them people where they follow Jesus, where they found Nazareth. That's the way I used to do that Jerusalem. I get authority from the chief priest there and put a lot of believers in a jail. When they sentence them to death, I am one of them one where me cast my vote against them. Lot of time that me make them get punished in a Jewish meeting place there for getting to talk against Jesus. I me so hate them that I would have even got a foreign city for persecute them. That me for the same reason why I me got a Damascus with authority and orders for the chief priest them. Your Majesty, that upon the road round midday, that I me see a bright, bright light, brighter than the sun, they come from the sky and shine round me and the man there when me they travel with me. All of we fall down upon the ground and I hear what voice said to me in a Hebrew, Saul, Saul, that why you persecute me? You hurt yourself when you try hurt me. That like what bull where he kick against the stick where he owner the use for guide and with. I ask and say, that who you, Lord? And the Lord answer, I that Jesus, that me you persecute. But get up and stand up on your foot. I show myself to you because I pick you for being a servant. You figure and tell everybody what you see about me today. And you have to tell them about more things where I will show you in the future. I will protect you from your own people and from them people where they're not Jew, where I send you to. I want you to open their ears and turn them around from the darkness where they're in the inner to the light. And turn them from Satan's power to God. So that through their faith in me, they will get forgiveness for their sin there, and they will go a place amongst the people of God. I saw King Agrippa, I never disobeyed the vision where I get from heaven. I start to preach first to Damascus, then I gone to Jerusalem, and then I gone around the whole of Judea, and I start preach to people where they're not Jew too. I preach say that they must turn from their sin there, and turn to God and do the things where right, for sure say that they change. Some Jews arrest me in the temple for they preach this, and they try to kill me, but God protect me to this day. That's why I have to tell everybody, from the smallest to the greatest, that everything where you see I the preacher, that the same thing with the prophet day and Moses may say me what happen. Then he said that the Christ may will suffer and that he may will be the first one to raise up back from the dead, to announce the light of salvation to the Jews there and to their one when they're not Jew too.
As Paul may defend himself, Festus hollered out and say,
"You must crazy, Paul. You study so much that it crazy you."
But Paul answered and say,
"I no crazy, Your Excellency. Where I say that true and it makes sense. King Agrippa know about them things and he knows that I talk the truth. Because them things where I talk about, they never happen in our corner.
King Agrippa, you believe the prophet then? I know, say you believe then.
Agrippa answer Paul.
You think in a this short time you could turn me into a Christian?
Paul answer.
It no matter if there was short time or a long time. Where I de pray to God for that for you and everybody where they are would be just like me except for their chain.
Then the king and the governor and Bernice and all of the other one then get up and left. After they left, they agree amongst themselves say,
this man no do nothing to make them want killer or if he put them in a prison.
Agrippa said to Festus,
we could have set this man free if he never me done make an appeal to Caesar.
Acts chapter 27. After then he decide say that we want seal God of Italy, they hand over Paul and some other prisoner to Julius. He na me an officer in a one of the regiment of the Roman army, where they call Caesar Regiment. We board one ship from Adramitium, where we ready for lift for go to a different place along the coast of Asia. So we set sail. Aristarchus, who a Macedonian from Thessalonica, me there with we. The next day we reach shore at Sidon. Julius me kind to Paul, so he make Paul gang and look for his friend that we live there, and so get anything we me need. We left out from there again, but because the breeze may blow against we, we may have to sail close to the island of Cyprus to hide from the breeze. We cross the sea past Cilicia and Pamphylia and go and show the mirror in Alicia. There so, the officer find one ship we come from Alexandria and we may want to sail to Italy. So he put we board. We sail slow for several days and never easy, till at last we reach the town of Cnidus. The breeze changed direction, so we sailed down the side of the island when near Crete, where we blocked the breeze. We passed Cape Salmone. We stayed close to the coast, but the sea may rough. Finally, we reached one place called Safe Harbor. We're never there too far from the town of Lasia. We waste a lot of time there. By that time, the Day of Atonement may done gone. Then realized that for continuing the journey may want dangerous. So Paul warned them, say,
brothers, as he said that we journey from here go back will be dangerous. We could lose the cargo and the ship, and even with life.
But the officer never believed Paul at all. Instead, he believed what the captain and the owner of the boat tell him. The harbor where they made there, they never want a good place to spend the winter, none at all. So nearly everybody may agree for we put out the sea and try to reach Phoenix, so we could spend the winter there. Phoenix now a harbor in a Crete, we face southwest and northwest. One light breeze from the south start to blow. And so the man them may think that they could carry out their plan. So they pull up anchor and sail as close as they could along the coast of Crete. But in a no time, one strong northeast breeze like one hurricane start to blow down from the island. When it licked the ship head on, we couldn't go against it. So we give up and just make the breeze carry along. When we made the pass south of Wali Island we near Kouda, we fight to secure the lifeboat. They haul it board and they fasten some rope tight round the ship to keep it together. They be afraid that they might run shore past on sandbank where they are for the coast of Libya. So they lower sail and make the breeze carry the ship. The storm continue for the pong. So the next day, they start to throw some of the cargo overboard. The third day, they throw part of the equipment for the ship overboard with them bare hand. Days upon top of days, and we not see no sun nor star, and the breeze keep on the blow hard one. By this time, we give up hope that we may want to reach where we may going, see? For days now, nobody never get nothing to eat. Paul stand up front of everybody and say,
Uno should have listened to me and not left Crete. Then we would have avoid all of this damage and all of this trouble where we got you. I beg Uno now for keep heart. Not one of Uno were dead. Only the ship were destroyed. How I know this? That because last night, were angel were confounded God where I believe in and where I worship, called to me and tell me, say, not afraid, Paul. you will have to stand up front of Caesar. Because of this, God, out of goodness towards you, was spare the life of all of them one where they travel with you. So uno take courage, all of uno. I trust God. And so I know that what he say will happen. But the only thing, we were shipwrecked upon our island.
The storm never eased up. After 14 nights now, we dead at the drift with debris in the Mediterranean Sea. About midnight, the seaman and me got one feeling so that they may get near to land. So then drop one line with one weight tied to it, and then find out that the water may 120 foot deep. One leave it later, then drop it again. This time, they may only 90 foot deep. When they see this, they may afraid so that the ship may want to go up on a rock. So then drop 4 anchor from the back part of the ship, and then they pray for daylight come. Some of the seamen then try to escape from the ship. They lower the lifeboat in the water, and pretend that they go and go drop some more anchor than the front of the ship. But Paul tell the army officer and the soldier then,
if this seaman not stay upon board, oh no, I got no hope for save.
So the soldier then cut the rope there with whole lifeboat and let it go. Just before dawn broke, Paul begged them to eat something.
For the past 14 days, uno did already worry up on yourself and uno not eat nothing. I beg uno for eat something. Car uno need it for survive. Not even one hair pound or head will last.
After Paul don't tell them that, he takes some bread. I give God thanks for it front of all of them. I broke it and start eat. When the rest see this, they start to feel better and so then start to eat too. That me about 276 hours me dep on board that ship. After everybody belly done full, then start to throw the sack of wheat there overboard for lighting up the ship. When they broke, the seaman they never recognized the coast where they're there. But they notice what's on the bay, and then decide say that if they could, they want to run the ship aground upon that. So they cut off the anchor then, make them sink the bottom of the sea. And then loose the rope there where me tie onto the rudder then, where they steer the ship with. After that, they raise the sail there where me dead at the front of the ship, so that the breeze would have blow the ship forward to the shore. But before they could reach the sandy bay, the ship hit one sandbank and run aground. The front of the ship gets stuck and couldn't move, while some big waves broke up the stern in pieces. The soldier then decided to kill all of the prisoners then, to make sure that they wouldn't swim to shore, and so get away. But the army officer me want to save Paul, so he stopped me. So instead he tell everybody that the one never could swim, to jump overboard first and try reach shore. The rest where can't swim, to jump overboard and hold on to board or anything from the ship where they float, we could carry them to shore. So this is how all our reach shore, safe, safe one. Acts chapter 28. When we reached safe upon shore, we landed at the island me name Malta. The people there will live upon the island me only friendly. It may start to rain and it may cold. So then build one fire and they make all of we feel welcome. Paul can gather up some firewood. I may throw them upon the fire when same time one poisonous snake come from between the stick net and bite them upon his hand and fasten onto it. The heat of the fire must be driving out. The people that see the snake fastened onto Paul's hand and they start to say to one another,
this man the must was a murderer. Cause look how he never drowned it when the ship gone down. But now, justice catch up with her and he come right after dead.
But when they look, Paul shake the snake right off his hand and in the fire and nothing ever happened to him. The people may expect Paul to swell up or drop down dead. But after they wait for a long time and see say that nothing ever happened to him, they change their mouth and start to say,
he now a god!
Not too far from where all of this may happen, you may get some land where that may for the governor of the island. For he named that may Publius. He invited me to stay with him. And for 3 days we stay there. I only treat with good and make we feel at home. Publius put me sick in a bed. They suffer from fever and diarrhea. Paul gone in and see her and pray for her. I put a hand on her and heal her. When this happened, everybody upon the island when we sick hear about it. So then come to Paul, and all of them get healed too. For sure so that they are now with, then give a lot of gift. And when we may ready for left, they stack up the boat with all what we may need for the journey. After 3 months, we left Malta upon one ship when we docked up on the island for the whole winter. This ship was named the Twin Guard, named for Alexandria. We reached Syracuse City and spent 3 days there. From there we continued sail and reached Regium City. The next day, one breeze picked up from the south, and in a 2 days' time, we reached the town of Puteoli. We find some believers there, and they asked me to stay with them for 1 week. After that, we reach Rome. The believer then at Rome here said that we made a come, and they come wait at the market of Appius and the town of 3 inns for come meet with. When Paul see them, he may feel good and thank the Lord for them because they encourage him. When we reach Rome, they may allow Paul to live by himself with only one soldier to gather. After 3 days pass, Paul called the Jewish leader them together. And when they come together, he tell them, say,
"My brothers, I never do nothing against we people, nor against the custom they have for we ancestors. But still they lock me up that Jerusalem and hand me over to the Romans. After they may question me, the Romans they may want let me go because they realize say, that I never do nothing for deserve for dead. But when the Jews they never like that decision, I may force to carry my appeal to Caesar, even though me personally never got nothing against my people. Ne. That's why I ask for see uno and talk to uno. In fact, I dare tie up in a chains because I believe that the Christ where the people of Israel they hope for don't come."
The Jewish leader then tell Paul, say,
"We never get no kind of letter from Judea about you. None of we people never come from there with no kind of news about you. And they never got nothing bad for say about you neither.
But we would have liked to hear what you got for say. Cause people all over the place they talk against the party where you belongs to."
So they set one date with Paul. Lot more people than the first time come out that day that the place where Paul made a stay. From morning till night, Paul explained to them the message about God's kingdom. He tried to convince them about Jesus as a quote from Moses' law and the prophet. Some of them are convinced, but some of them never believe at all. So the people then left to argue amongst themselves, especially after Paul me done say,
"That me really true what the Holy Spirit me say through the prophet Isaiah to uno ancestor then. He me say, go and tell them people, uno wa listen and listen, but uno no wa understand one thing. Uno wa look and look, but uno still no wa see. Because uno heart get so hard, that see like stick broke in uno ears. Uno cover up uno eye. If uno never do that, then uno could have see with uno eye and hear with uno ears and uno could have really understand with uno heart. And then uno would have turned to me to make a heal uno."
Then Paul close off, they say,
"I want uno know say that now God's message of salvation will get preached to people where they're not Jew. They will listen."
After Paul said this, well, the Jews then left with big argument amongst themselves. For 2 years, Paul lived in our place where he rent for himself. And that's all, he welcome anybody where can look for him. Paul preached about God's kingdom and teach about the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul never afraid for talk, and nobody never tried to stop him.